Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SBL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
That's it. Bye for fun. How you doing? Bye.
I actually forgot about this. That's why I'm like 5 minutes late.
Oh, aye. Sure it'll still be good.
Well, I just threw something together.
Sure
so
it'll still
it's, I'm going to give you a list of clubs and just give me the player.
Okay.
Yep. It's quite difficult because, and again, we'll go for the first team, right?
Aye.
Now, if it's too difficult, I'll give you his nationality.
Okay.
Bradford, Coventry, Liverpool, Sporting Lisbon, Sunderland. Bradford, Coventry, Liverpool, Sporting Lisbon, Sunderland. I'll give you his country.
Uh-huh.
Republic of Ireland.
Aye.
Plastic body.
Aye.
I'll give one more clue. He had quite a famous incident in the Premier League. It's been replayed a lot of times. Okay, second, Dean. Only three clubs here. Blackburn, Man United, Burnley.
Blackburn.
Man United, Burnley.
Fuck, I know me.
English, no caps.
Yeah.
Struggling with that?
No, go on.
You got aye? No. Okay, I want to give you any more clues. Same. Next team, Cremonese,
oof.
Sampdoria, Juventus, Chelsea.
Loads of Italians played for Chelsea.
Aye.
Cremonese, Sampdoria, Juve, Chelsea. I think it just clicked, we don't care, so I better nae say now.
Try to get up first team.
Fourth team, Leeds, Liverpool, Galatasaray, Melbourne Victory.
Leeds,
Liverpool, Galatasaray. Melbourne Victory.
Oh, aye. Kenham.
If I give you his nationality, he's probably get it straight away. Last team, Monaco, Juve, Arsenal, Barcelona, New York, Red Bulls. I thought that was the easiest
team.
Two seconds.
It's the
first team again.
So it's Bradford, Coventry, Liverpool, Sporting Lisbon, Sunderland.
Just came to me.
Blackburn, Man U.
I've just got a 14, hopefully. My head.
Two and three. Fuck.
Right, he's happy?
Well.
I'll go the first name.
We've got Sunderland.
Bradford, Coventry, Liverpool, Sporting Lisbon, Sunderland, Republic Ireland, Plastic Body.
Staunton.
I don't Phil Bob.
Phil Bob.
I've got Bob as well. I've got Bob as well.
The incident is funny.
Aye,
goes in a post with his balls.
Scored Staunton out. Bit Bob, look.
Did you?
Bob didn't even come out. I was like, plastic Bob.
So you scored Staunton out and put Bob. So you're talking Bob then?
I'm talking Bob.
Aye.
But you said Staunton.
I can, but I just scored him out.
Oh, controversial.
I'm going to finish last. Then I got two or three. Then I got two.
Two Blackburn, Man United, Burnley.
Bardsley. I wrote Bruce.
He was in the 99 squad. didn't
they? Phil Bardsley,
no?
No, okay, fine. It's
his second name is a month.
David May.
David May.
No, well, nice.
Only December.
You didn't say Sunderland, did you?
Third in Cremonese, Sampdoria, Juve, Chelsea.
Gianluca Vialli.
Nah, nobody.
Vialli. Well done. Leeds, Liverpool, Galatasaray, Melbourne, Victory.
Kuehl.
Harry Kuehl. First team coach, Celtic now.
All right.
And the last team, easiest team, Monaco, Juve, Arsenal, Barcelona, New York.
Thierry Henry.
Henry.
He's the under-21s manager at France.
Is he?
Yeah.
See, was it Belgian mind? We Martinez.
And the boy for Fort William.
He's good. That's right.
He's Monaco, that good at no show.
Monaco manager. As we only beat that, I think it lasted long, didn't
he? No, he didn't know that.
Points, Mike?
4-3-2.
Oh, Mike.
First team I've lost in
first,
a while.
First team you've won in a while.
I like this scene.
I quite like this scene as well.
I'll do a scene for a while, yeah.
The team's a good one. Right. You just go on the Wikipedia and just...
I wanted to do, but it was too many clubs. But if I give you the key clubs, maybe that would be enough.
You could say the four or five clubs that he's played
with the obscure clubs because you think, Father.
For example,
Bobby goes, how can somebody have played for Bradford and Sporting Lisbon?
I know.
Good player, Phil Bob.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Oh, so how's Abdi doing? Abdi fine?
Apart from you two, eh?
Infested with fucking disease.
It's a post-viral cough, apparently, I've got, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah. Post-viral cough.
Aye.
So, have you got some drugs?
Tell it to go
drugs.
In for work.
No drugs.
No.
You've been drinking, like, cold and flu stuff and...
Aye, you know,
Lime sip. Have you bought the Lucozade with the wrapper on it?
I did actually.
Did you?
I've even went to that.
No, hasn't it helped you?
I know that helps. That
cures a lot of things.
The boy at work today got up and opened the window. So that was the first 15 minutes freezing outside. So I'm then I got an internal message saying,
"No,
right, Bart, that cough sounds bad."
Aye. Mm-hmm. So you can work for him on it. So
I've been like that. I've been to the doctor. The chest infection. Down, it's fine. Past the contagious stage. And somebody else said something. And then somebody else said something. Just grab my laptop. 10 o'clock tomorrow. Right, see you next year.
Aye. Fucking hell.
Office, they're fucking office folk are princesses, are they?
Easy touch, as they say.
Bunch of wets.
You're not getting kicked off a building site for a cough.
No.
Nah.
If you actually go a wah because you've got a cough,
aye,
you're getting your piss teen.
You're getting a piss teen out of you, exactly. Fuzzy. Yeah. So what, him? He's got a cough. That's par for the course, isn't it?
A cough?
Jesus.
That's par for the course in the building site. He was an ailment in the winter, isn't there?
Oh, Jesus Christ, in winter time. Abdi's near wheeling in winter time, like.
Abdi's just moaning constantly because it's so fucking cold.
Fit about the boiling water in a basin and Vicks in it and then the towel over the heat.
Steam your head. I'll need to get a go. That's one thing I haven't done.
Can I go too much in the Vicks, though?
Aye.
No.
Well, there's a story for a while, but if it's that Albus oil.
Oh, aye.
So Kirsty was near wheel when we first started seeing each other and she was near wheel and I run a bath. And then I put it in a bath. She's jumped in the bath, right? And then she got me out and she was like to the point where I thought I was going to hit four and I'm just like, I googled it. Do not put Albus oil in a hot bath.
Aye.
So you can like sniff it through the thing. It can cause an allergic reaction. So she's sitting there like, got the gavel and just started courting her.
Nearly kill her.
Shut her about, just throw her
around. I'm saying, get a grip, there's nothing wrong with you. Next thing I'm looking at this, I'm going, oh, fuck.
Bad start.
Aye.
Nah, but it's that time of year. Everybody's fucking got something.
That's my favourite phrase in half. And cunts go, it's that time of year. Fuck off your knob.
Something in a boot.
There's a bug in a boot. Comedian used to say it.
Billy Conley.
Oh, there's a fucking thing coming towards us.
Get a binoculars out.
So yeah, obviously your weekend was fucked with the wheel or?
Nah, just you got to crack on, have you?
What have you been up to?
Just, was it tawdry? So it was good. And then, good result for Torra. And then, Sunday at a party. Aye, kids had a great time.
Aye.
Kind of party was you at?
Is it a Bairns party? Five of us local.
Aye, the whole day in West Hill, like we don't go every year, so magician and music and all that.
Well, then you would have got a pint, did you?
That was, yeah, for me, like it was just two Bairns and that, so.
Aye, true.
The three, no?
I would normally say a lot of things. My neck can't do that road tonight.
Oh, I was in tears of laughter.
Can't mind nothing.
No?
No?
No. What do you mean? Jamie yet? No, no. Today with you.
Ah, that. Was she sick, like, in the toilet? Proper sick, like.
All right, for the bottom of the belly.
Door locked. Oof. Ah, not right in there. But stay calm with the burns running about.
I didn't sense calm texts coming through.
I didn't feel Dunkin's level feed on at that point.
I put the group chat mute for a minute. I was feared.
Fucking fuming. Because you can't make a scene in front of the Burns.
Nah.
But if it's actually worse, I've not said nothing, but daughter minds at us, so she's been...
She's been chirping.
Pregnant mum, is she?
So that's probably worse, isn't it?
She a chammers.
Oh,
aye, proper chammers.
What a clash. 8 year old, she just does not like being Telford today.
No. I can't wait till she's 14.
For aye, well, I'm dreading it. The teenage years. It's like I had 8.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, like I said, she gets roasted and she come all the way down the stairs to prove a point. Look, like I mean, if it said to her, get this there, your bench is great, and I get your room and that. And she come back down 10 minutes later and went, look, I told you it wasn't me. And I go, so you've just been getting out of trouble, and I said, but you had to still come back doing
last word.
Last get word. A last word. Sounds familiar, does it?
There's a wee bit.
So it was a rare day Sunday.
That's good, Dunk. Aye. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, the fit by super seed, I know, anyway. So,
well, come on,
but you're in a happier mood.
I was dizzed, is it?
Definitely,
absolutely.
What about yourself, Shed?
Kenneth, can't really, mate. Poker Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Poker Friday night.
Winning?
No. Bummed out before the break. Bad beat.
Sapping.
Eh?
Sapping?
Aye.
Oh, did you go home?
Aye.
Oh. Didn't even cash in his bounty chip.
Nah.
Just threw it in the table and left. Was I didn't even care he was gone.
If it was a beat you got.
If it happened.
I can't go and look.
Okay. Aye, come on. Come on.
Well, right. Pair of jacks in the hole.
You had.
Aye. Uh-huh. Aye. So, wanted to do them. I think the blinds were 2 and 4 at that point.
Okay.
Fuck it. £2,000.
Must have just been a 4 a break.
Aye.
Aye.
So it was 200, 400, was it?
Aye. Yeah. Would be aye.
So I was like, ugh. Didn't I like him? I was kind of out of position. £2,000. Get rid of him. Fine. Yeah, but that. Fold. Round a big blind. Call. So, oh, shit. Here we go.
Aye.
So the flop comes out. I think it was 3, 7, 10.
Great flop for jacks.
2 hearts.
Aye.
Tidy. Fuck it. I've got 7,500 left by last time. I thought, pot's decent.
Aye. Enough to throw your chips in.
All in. Hummed and hayed. I thought, well, he hasn't got a pair of tens in the hole. That's fine.
Aye.
I says, I'm good for this.
Even tens, though, you're beating him.
But if he'd a pair of tens and it was trips, you'd have got an automatic shout. So I'm thinking, tidy. So he's humming and hearing and humming and I'm thinking, you can only be thinking about, he's either got ace king, you can only hear ace king, ace queen, something big, or he's got a medium pair.
Because he could think you're on ace king and you're in a hunting
hang. So I'm thinking, if I get a goal here, I'm actually happy.
Aye.
Turns out the cards. This is for more than 3/4 of his stack.
Aye.
Throws over. I'm chasing a flush.
2 hearts.
Heart.
The classic flush draw. That's one of them though, Shed. It is. Is it not?
For 3/4 of your stack.
Well, I can, like.
3/4 of your stack. And I've already raised £2,000 for it.
You've a lot of outs though.
You have, but you're not.
It's annoying, but you hummed and hayed once, mind me, 2 spades, and you did fold, to be fair to you.
Aye.
Aye.
But I wasn't for 3/4 of my stack.
Aye. You were dealing, though.
Aye.
So you can't blame a dealer.
No, it's not a dealer's fault. I just thought it was a really bad call.
He's still angry now.
So you haven't worked out.
Well, it was a break anyway, so I was like, that's me. See you later.
Why? Didn't the cash out bounty? He must have been mad.
Aye.
It's a hell to bounce
it. I put it in. Next person wins it, can hear the bounty.
Because
so.
you usually bide and deal for a while, even though you're knocked out. Yeah. But nay at night.
No. wasn't the best pleased. Well, anyway, him. Fine. Cup of tea.
Didn't get better on Saturday.
I went. I didn't hear game of ref actually on Saturday. No, because the
looking forward to ref watch.
I was Scottish Cup games on, so I was a few teams I was doing the road, so I was plenty games plenty of guys to cover games on a Saturday. Ended up watching United on Saturday afternoon, which wasn't the best idea I've ever had. And then kids football Sunday, they've got a good one up at Peterhead, 2-1.
Oh, that's good.
Good win. Went 1-0 up, and they come back 1-1, and then got a win away about midway through second half. And then
weekend.
I like sort good of stuff. Throws us right back up the league. So leagues are tight. I think the top of the table's got 18 after 8 games, and I think we've played 5 and got 6. So I was like, that's so tight, it's unbelievable. So it was fine to get a win. And then red zone on Sunday night, so good. Didn't watch it. Watched a bit of the Raiders game.
3-0.
3-0. Sounds like a football score, does it?
Aye. Bournemouth, Man United.
It's all right.
Lowest, high.
I'd agree with you. I watch that much, or as much as you boys. How can it be like? Obviously, I watch a game now, but
just defense on top. Like,
well, either or, the offense was horrendous.
Aye, bit of both. Bit of both.
That's incredible.
I think both defenses were playing well, and the offense was just.
Sometimes you can excuse it if it's like really bad weather and snowing, so it's hard to throw a ball. Yeah, so there's a lot of running, and you run down the clock quite quick, and that can end up being pretty low scoring. But even that,
it's the lowest score since 2007, I think it was. And the lowest in after that was 1943,
0-0.
Is that right?
Jesus.
Fucking hell. Fucking crazy.
I think the last team, though, was in tons of snow.
I think it was,
they had an excuse.
This was inside.
I know,
this was inside.
Aye.
Horrendous viewing. So I switched off half time and went to my bed.
Oh, dear. Good weekend.
No, the weekend was fine. Loons won the football, Don's won the afternoon.
Yes.
United got beat, Raiders got beat, so half and half.
Half and half.
Locos got beat. Locos got beat. Shit, deal with it. Boca. No, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Good.
Mass.
It's good.
I made the final table as usual. And sixth, I can't mind that why I went out. Couldn't have been that bad because I don't mind being angry. So, sixth at poker. Gary won.
Paul Gunn.
Yeah, he's won. He's like been up twice, and that's him above a line for the regionals.
Is he?
Is he?
You get massive points.
Has folk been here for like 14, 15 times?
There's a few folk fooling because he's above him.
If it was a 28 players.
Aye, so he did get, I think he got about.
Must have been about 1,500 points.
Points or something like that. Aye. Well, I got like 400 odd for finishing sixth.
Yeah. Get big points in the Friday night if you get the final table.
So it was a Friday, had a few pints, working in the morning, then up to Tara again.
Oh,
aye. And a few beers, chipper. Watched the Met.
Oh, aye.
Oh, is it good?
Great recommendation, that, Mike. I'm good happy with that. I think I'm 5 deep with it.
Aye.
There's only 6, though. But it's season 4.
Aye, there's been shitloads of them.
Is that? Are they on Sky, season 1, 2, 3?
BBC, I think.
I hope so. Anyway.
You need to get involved in Vigil.
Aye.
What a first episode.
That's fictional though, isn't it?
Aye. Because it's made the submarine last year, was it?
Submarine last time.
At Saran, she's in it.
Saran Jones.
I like her.
Aye.
She was. I watched that, if it was she in again, Dr. Foster, was it?
Aye.
That was brilliant. I liked that.
That was good.
I'll watch a lot of that sort of thing. But
did you watch him with OCG?
OCG.
Aye.
That's brilliant.
That's
another email we sent through to you.
Aye.
Watch it.
Oh, is that different for Met?
Aye.
So it's
another email. Met's brilliant, but says this.
It's about unorganised crime.
Is it Bradford or Rochdale?
Rochdale. It was all about drugs.
The thing about the Met, though, you're fucked new with CCTV.
Oh, aye.
Fucked.
CCTV and mobile phones.
Aye, phones and CCTV. It's a godsend for the bobbies now.
Everything's traceable.
It's unbelievable.
You're not going to get a whammy murder nowadays.
Nah.
No chance.
No way.
There's no Bundy's new like
that. They say if you bury a body, bury him upside, upright.
Like feet first or feet first?
Doesn't matter. Because the folk are obviously thinking it's going to be a longwise. And if you want to do it, bury a dog and tap it, you know? Because they'll dig it up and there'll just be a dog there. And you think, it's not.
That's a hoora. That's a hard dig.
You're maybe in a 3CX.
Post
JCB or something.
You need a post slough.
Big auger. Like for ground source
heating pumps. You need one of them.
Oh, I'm putting it in ground source.
Back crate in a heat zone.
bunch of crates in it.
But they're going to watch you in the CCTV feed, you know, so it's sort of pointless.
That's a strange looking post he's putting in.
Isn't it? CCTV, RY's ring doorbells.
Oh, and yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They just walk about saying, oh, that, there's some CCTV. That's how Abdi's been caught so far. I think I'm five episodes deep in
CCTV.
I've seen him in the CCTV.
It's like that programme on Channel 4, was it? The chase scene came for the let folk out. Uh-huh. They just run wild.
Run wild,
They have to chase him, catch him.
Catch him, you give him a certain amount of time to get over.
That's good, like.
It's a CCTV to catch him or not. Oh, we've seen him come off a bus at such and such depot. Mm-hmm. We'll go here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Bank accounts, fuck you now. Like, again, if you've got a card and you use it in a shop, they get into your bank card and see if you use it. Mm-hmm. Then they get CCTV for the air.
No, I don't know
what you're like, oh, we've just got to kill somebody. We'll get a coaster in it, second one.
If you were getting, you'd hit a bide in the woods with no phone, no car electronic devices.
I know.
Come out when it's pitch dark, hope somebody walks into your path, and then go back. It's the only way to get away. But even then, you'll probably leave some DNA.
It's what amazes you about these cold killers, though. Like you say, they go for a coaster when they can, they're on their way to like.
I know. And after or not?
After as well.
It's nuts. Like,
I get a bag of sweeties, Ken. It's just after you've chopped somebody into like a million bits.
I was on Instagram Reels the other night, and it was, I don't know how I stumbled across it, but it was the folk phoning in. There's been a murder at a house. I've just shot a wife.
Aye, okay.
So she's totally dead. Dead. I shot her. We was arguing about something.
So I had enough,
so I just shot her. I've left. I've got a gun in the house, but I'll leave it in the thing. If you put a cop's room by, I'll just come to the front door.
No, okay. I've got loads of them on my TikTok.
It's like Dunkin' Sunday with Oscar Pistorius, is it?
Thank God for strict gun controls here.
I bet the Met's really, really good.
Saturday night and then Sunday dinner. Wife cooked bacon rolls in the morning. It's the first time in a while for that.
Aye.
Cut me a bacon roll, can you smell it? Again, I was in my bed, and she goes, right, better go to your bed. I've cooked up some bacon, so that's a good incentive to go to your bed.
Definitely.
And walk through the kitchen, just a waft of.
You know the best smells ever. Like,
there's like.
Aye. Was it bacon for cost cutters?
No, Tesco. Unsmoked. Katie doesn't like smoked bacon.
You know?
I'm a medallion smoker.
I can if I like it because I've never hit.
Has to be smoked.
Aye.
Has to be meat cooter and half.
Streaky.
Oh, it's streaky as well, but overall, smoked. Has to be smoked for me.
Meat cooter and half at cost cutters. They cut up the bacon for you.
Thick slices, thin slices. Aye, it's proper.
Aye, can you ask for millage? A 12 mil thick.
Aye.
Buck bacon.
Aye.
It's a gammon, isn't it?
two mil a gammon. That's all right for your bop. For your piece.
I died, Kevin, to go to the deli, and I can ask him weight. I would say slices.
Because
if I asked for a weight, I could give me a big box. There's only in five slices, Ken.
£3 a garment. Holy
fuck. Oh, man. So, and then just had a walk, usual Sunday walk, watched some football. And I was about it. Did some shopping in Tesco. That was it. Nothing exciting.
No. Good stuff.
Mike?
Friday night. I was painting the house, the dog's bed, and I'm kind of getting it all prepped. So I painted. Saturday morning.
What do you have to do for painting a dog's? Why are you painting the bed?
I've built it below the stairs.
He's built it below the stairs.
It's built, recessed job. Into the stairs, below the stairs.
There we go.
Facings and all that.
Is it?
I was going a track and now with a door and a little sliding door and on it.
No, you're not.
I will be. I.
These dogs are spoiled now. Okay.
So that was Friday. Saturday morning, went to Rustic Grill. We team a feather doing for his breakfast.
He's never been there
for his breakfast.
Brunch?
It was about 11 o'clock.
Aye.
So.
Who's he doing?
Fine. It was finished there. I went to the graveside. I put a wreath down.
Nice.
Then came back. Elaine had our works night out.
I seen that.
So I went to your Timberuri and dumped her out of train. Then I went to Locos with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the Locos Tara game. Good watch. Then Haim and then had a surprise 40th on Saturday night.
Chunk.
Doing it Tara United. So was there for a few beers. Aye, it was fine. That was good.
Busy.
Aye, busy. Fine cheap beer.
Aye.
Is it?
Aye, it's good. So that was Saturday. Sunday, the Sunday, not much on Sunday. Picked a wife up for Inverurie. And
how did our work tonight go?
All right. She was at the Copthorne. For food. Was and she? Well, I reckon she'd been in Aberdeen that night.
She didn't phone you?
No.
She didn't sleep in a chair, no?
No. Nah. Only me does that. And then Sunday, watched Fitba. Sunday afternoon, just a wee bit tired. So watched the sport on Sunday.
Good stuff.
Aye, but as I say, up to watch Tyne Knighton Saturday afternoon. That was a good watch, wasn't it, Mas?
Absolutely brilliant, aye.
Came out
best
on
game
dude.
I've been in fucking ages. Honestly. Oh, it was buzzing. Something special about that day, was it? I bet players never forget that game.
See, I can't really, but somebody in my work was saying he swapped the dugouts.
Oh, I reckon. Well, aye, locals used to be in the nearest dressing
room. 13,
aye. Because I seen him running towards it, and I thought, I'm sure it was a locals dugout.
I'd have done up for. Aye. Walk further.
Aye, okay.
Fucking stupid.
Aye, I reckon, like, but I was just, as soon as I walked in, you felt a wee bit of atmosphere, did you? Again, Abdi was, like, being a bit early. It's hard to describe, you just feel it in the air, and then especially if the teams came out and the game started, you could tell. There's a lot of folk wanting to win that game.
Probably made of folk out of the wrong side of the fence, no? Made of folk out of the wrong side of the fence.
What do you mean?
Fans. Mere fans, and obviously players.
Players especially, but fans and all. So, obviously, Kaká got sent off. Saf's sending off. I kind of seen it and didn't. Has it been rescinded? Rightly so. I kind of seen it, but I thought, I can't see that. But maybe it was, Ken. But once I seen it, the footage on the internet, I thought, oh, that's fucking never a
sending. They've obviously used video footage at Loveland, didn't they, Ken? They did.
Well, the boy with the was doing the video, he's just doing it in his phone. He had a fucking long, like,
that's
selfie
right,
stick.
That's right.
And he was just standing there a whole game. Okay. Just following the game, like. So once that happened, I was like, oh, this is going to be a struggle, but they're actually fucking stepped up after that, did they? Yep. They almost started playing better. It's quite even, and then Turra scored a goal. Liam scored a boot. I thought a goalie could have maybe.
I didn't see it last minute.
But still a good strike. Like, it's not like Liam shoot for that range. But yeah. Then 1-0 up. Then how did first half?
Before the end of the first half, a boy got sent off for locals.
Was that? No, that was the second half, wasn't it?
No, it was the end of the first half.
First half, 45th
minute, wasn't it?
Aye.
Yeah. Did he son Kinsella, I think?
I think he stomped on him. It was the farthest end for us.
Because Owen came out in the second half, his hand bandaged up in a hand.
But you can't by the why the Turra dugout reacted or something went down. But second half was not looking good. They equalised and it was 15 minutes. Locals were just Turra. But Turra were fucking defending. You could tell they wanted to defend Then the boy scored a fucking worldie, like Colin, is it?
Goals, right?
Oh, Jesus. But this now, I don't think the footage does it justice. No, like,
nah, came in for
just
the way
he came in and then on the angle and he just
top bin,
like, no chance for the keeper. And then from there on, that was it. That is your side for locals, and it was just party time after that. Boys singing Dino, Dino, and it's fucking.
Are young lads?
Aye. Aye, they turn up. Casuals, Liam was fucking unbelievable. Like,
was he?
He ran a show. Like, apart from that 15-minute spell for locals, we're on top. Liam just ran a game, I thought.
Fitter?
He looks fit. Aye, just looks confident, Ken. I lost count amount. I was standing next to Jamie Stewart, Ken, and I lost count amount. At times I turned to him and said, that was class for Liam. Oh, that was class for Liam. Never gives a bawa. Uses his body well.
Yeah.
Just a class player. When you see him play like that, he is a fucking cut above. Like, but hopefully he can keep it going. Yep. But I played well. Every one of them played well. The boy Andy Watt again. I thought every time I've seen him.
Is he playing midfielder at the back?
He was playing centre half.
Is he?
Every time I watch him, he's consistently good. Like, and Dylan. I played well.
Max Forster in senior player.
He came on near the end.
Aye. But. Could tell. I was a bit concerned about the manager at the start. You liked his credentials, Ken, but I often think when a boy comes for that level, And he comes down to it, you think, that's just a paycheck, or is that just him just spinning the yarn? But no, he's in it like big time. You could tell by why he's reacting here in the dugout stand. He's well up for it. Like, and I've heard a lot of good stories for a lot of folk knew about fit he's been doing and that and training. And he's, I think he's picking a team on a Thursday or something. He's telling Abdi, and he goes through Abdi one by one, tells him, fit he wants for him and I say
sounds like
Abdi's
would,
clear
fit you would get at an elite level
part-time level. It's different obviously because we obviously I was used to getting about an hour before the game you're stunning it, you're fucking sitting
against him. Snap him.
You're playing
yes,
what do you mean in a midfield
you're playing him just snap him
don't let him pass would you.
It's probably changed days now, but I'd that again if that would have worked for me. I'd be not right if I was playing, but if it was a sub, good no wash on Friday. That's only hang on.
So kick in, fuck him.
Fuck him. I'm going to play poker. I'll a few pints.
Wasn't he saying a Galdi, was there?
No. I didn't miss him.
Coots sent a half. He was strolling about.
He was player. Again, if he's got a legs for midfield anymore, but strolling about the back.
Russell Anderson's loon, he plays for a Lux, didn't he?
Ah, he came on as a sub, I think. Look, did that look like relegation stuff? No chance, But
the third goal, for example, was great. A bit of fucking about the back for locals, was it?
Aye, boy, we were playing out of the back and he got caught. Was that near the last team?
Third and fourth, I think. Aye. Both two goals were the same, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the fourth team. He played it to the right fullback and Liam robbed him and squared it to, was that Colin again?
McEwen, no?
McEwen. And he topped it in.
Pitch tight. A couple of wins in Turra could be as high up as fourth or fifth.
Aye. Yeah. It's tight. Like,
it's really tight.
Bottom as well with Clark and Strathspey again.
Aye.
But aye, fucking buzzing after that. I was actually buzzing. Like, it was just. Abdi was happy.
No way.
It was one of them. Like, it had needle in it again. A game had needle. Just an old fashioned. The games
game.
I mind being involved in, you loved as a player again.
Aye.
Well, the locals was I was a fucking Rami, wasn't it, back in the day in the juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Good game.
It was a good game. Really good game. Really enjoyed it.
For Martin. That's it, right.
Well done.
They beat Brecon 4-3.
Again, it looks like a piece of that game is real.
Three of the last four Brecon's lost.
Aye. Is it?
Aye. Yeah.
I kind of lost two in the trot.
Three of the last four. I think you're right, Duncan. That's with a new man in charge.
Because Bucky's way ahead in games. Yeah,
that game got called off half an hour before kickoff.
Aye.
Where were they at?
8 AM against Clach.
Aye.
Where was it off?
Something about a water. Pitch or something like that.
It's a heavy pitch, anyway. Rock solid in the summer. Soaking wheat.
Rock solid in the summer. Right?
Oh, man.
But they had a bounce game on the Astro afterwards.
Fuck's sake. I'd much rather have points in the bag, yeah.
Games in hand. 100%.
When you're tired at the end of the season, feel like you've been working and you're playing three games a week.
Well, that's Bucky knew. You had to play probably three games a week, was it? Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, something like that.
They said to Bucky, right, you're 5 games ahead, here's 13 points. Would you tuck it?
5 games in, I tuck 13 points out.
So you've only dropped 2.
100%.
Because I was thinking,
take a look at the fixtures though. Because if it was like Strathspey, Clark, Vale, Keith,
that again, you're still going to be
talking it. Again,
for the midweekers come, that takes as your star boys. He's a cunt a day at work, or
he's off work. Again, even a little niggles. Can he gets a knock on Saturday? He's got a niggle on Wednesday. Gets another knock on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. He might be out for a second. I'm talking the points.
10
depends. Then that would depend.
Then fixtures. You'd look at the fixtures.
Keith beat Vale. We had another defeat for the Vale at the end. That's kind of
standard.
they're struggling, though, are they?
Aye.
I think they'll be fine. We obviously, Clark and Strathspey and Clark struggling this season. Well,
Clark and Strathspey are struggling. Well, yeah. Strathspey will get a wee run, but.
That'll be a big game, Strathspey v Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Big game this weekend in Turra.
Bucky
Turra.
Aye.
Doing a row down like so.
Yeah, Kirsty's brother's coming to it because him at the top of the fantasy. That's Collins' mate, so they're going to the rustic.
Then we've Vale. Is that a week after or is it 2 weeks after?
30th.
Like, hopefully it's on.
Aye. Fingers crossed.
We've got a. You're going on Ash, are you? Oh, no, we're all going. Right enough. Gold package.
Aye. Turra versus Vale.
Aye.
Are you sure how much fit bubbles?
Couple of diehard pod listeners, greenkeepers for Cooter. They're Fraser and
aye, they're gone. They're gone. They're your table.
Should be a good laugh. Like
Die Hard, Vale player. I know. Is Chiz coming?
Aye, Chiz. Aye, yeah.
I could get this.
That'll be a good day. Hopefully, the game's on.
Ah, it'll be good. Aye, that's the only concern I've got is if it's on.
Hopefully, it will be. Hopefully, because it'll be a good day. It'll be good. Be a good laugh. Good banter.
Be a good banter. Definitely. Yeah. Plenty flying about.
Aye. And
plenty goals for Tirana.
But I hope the D wings chisel fucking never lets you end it.
Aye. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Aberdeen Dunk, he was in Saturday.
It was, aye.
Good game. First half, obviously.
To be fair, once Hearts scored, Aberdeen were better after that, but he must have got into him because they were like men possessed in the second half. I mean, like, can he probably had a go at my four, but you can. For, I just think you can when a manager's went schizo because it was like, I lost count how many 50-yard doggies Johnny Hayes did in the second half. It was like their life depended on it. But the Hale Stadium was booing him like the Hale Stadium.
Were they?
Aye. At half time.
Aye.
Is that right?
And Hank, doesn't matter how thick your skin is, you've got, you'd be like,
aye.
Well, to be fair, for now, seen Hearts scoring kind of popped up in the forward, I was like, oh.
And there was a bit of needling. There was a couple of bad tackles went in the start of the second half and that seemed to like fire it up because it's like a tick sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Shanklin to give it the shoosh to the fans when he scored. I always think that's a bit silly when you've still got 70 minutes to go.
If he'd scored a winner in 89 minutes,
it's different.
Shoosh you, but nay.
But I just think, you know, a lot of Barry haters out here, but I think if you're not playing for the manager, you're not getting a 92nd minute winner. Playing to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But luck with the goal thing.
Duke tried to dink it.
He's trying to dink it and slaffed
it. Straight on his path.
Aye. Didn't the Brooks tried bang goal?
Sometimes you need a bit of luck that they had been getting.
Yeah.
Bit of luck can turn your season.
100%. Aye.
Such a big win for him, like.
Yeah. Wicca for a cup final.
Because even a draw was never great.
The Hearts fans were singing just one song, like, genuinely, for like 40 minutes. I'm not exaggerating that. Just something about being shite, being 10 points ahead of him, being sheep shaggers. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, just let us score. And honestly, 92nd minute, I was like squashed against the fence. I'd be like piling in the back of him. I was like, oh, they were sick as fuck. And then Shanklin took a bait at the end because the hail of the South Stand was singing, "You fat bastard." It doesn't matter how fat you are, how thick skinned you are. Again, they just scored in the 92nd minute and gave the crowd a bird.
I see that. That's magic. Like,
he just took a bait, hook, line, and sinker there.
Fucking fans of the
league. I was saying, he's a quality player. I watch him live, but I can see why he's not playing for Scotland. And even they're saying Rangers. Rangers, when I sign him, he is fat. Aye. Shanklin's is actually
he?
Fat.
Is he?
Aye.
And they're Morelos.
Aye.
He's not a dedicated professional.
No.
He's just got ability.
He's got ability, and I think Clark must look at him and go, "You're not fit enough to play my team."
Aye.
And some managers just want to hear that, will they?
No. And I'm for that. Aye. Especially at that level
if you're training.
Because his touches are class, and giving goes, he reads the game, he sniffs the chances out, and he'll get you 20 goals. But some managers, if you're not fit, they want to play you.
Aye. If you're not a top pro, you shouldn't be playing international football. No chance.
Because it's a pinnacle, isn't it?
Aye.
Playing for your country.
And I think that's probably why Clark doesn't play him.
Yeah,
because you'll maybe see, like, I'm named Oaken Dykes, but Shanklin's probably a better finisher and a better striker than
definitely.
But Dykes will give you 110%.
He's in a Boyd mode. Boyd did hundreds of goals, but wasn't a worker.
But if you were him and you had that ability and you've got a Euros coming up,
I know.
I'd be on a treadmill every day.
Exactly.
I thought he was a PT and he lost a hood away.
He's definitely a bit better.
You'd be an absolute beast. Like.
Aye, you would.
But aye.
Because if he's that good without really dedicating himself, then imagine what he could be if he did.
I know.
Yeah.
But Miovski again, Don's to be lost without him. Phew.
Aye.
Like, Sokla goes through and slashes it wide, and then Miovski, bad fit, just hit a target, rolls it in the corner.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Johnny's going to be big if he's. Aye. He goes like.
He wouldn't go on Johnny.
No.
I think they can afford this.
He's got 2.5 years left in his deal. So.
Aye, so they're under no pressure. I heard Burrows today saying they weren't.
Unless it's daft.
Unless it's silly mullet.
There was a business lunch thing in Dubai last week or something. Burrows had that quotes for him, and he had said they'd turned in $6 million at the start of the season.
Aye.
So it basically said Inky would go at the end of the season.
I heard 8.6 for you kicking about.
Was it the IGM last night or something? He was
still holding it for 10.
DZ Cormack said Robson's got a 43% win ratio.
Does he?
One of the best out of these man, Rabbi's guy, and I would account.
Aye, when he was saying, when he was
interim
manager.
Even
go on, Dave.
It's a staunch defence. It's a staunch defence. But normally that means you're getting sacked next week, isn't it?
I think
see if the cup final is.
I don't think he was close to getting sacked.
I think they're backing him. I think that.
I hope they do. You kind of keep sacking managers. It's just silly. Just keep doing it.
To be fair, and I think, I've said this before, I think Robson will only get better.
We've all said that. We've all defended him on here. It's thinking of change unless it gets dramatically bad.
I bumped into Neil Patterson and Roscoe at Fitband. Roscoe Cow was like, I've just been fighting him with Urspoons or with Robson. Because I'm the haters, because there's loads of folk obviously what I'm eating. He's like, oh, these cunts been shite.
Well, Roscoe's loom plays for the Dons.
Nice. 16, doing well.
They had a good tournament when somewhere in Holland or something.
Seeming like a really good player.
Do you think Dons will rest the players on Thursday, Frank?
Got to be in it. I don't see why they would put why they bother.
I went see Mayovsky even in the 16 because he went off in or cramp on Saturday, and I thought I sat there and went, wow, well, that's it. Got finals done.
It's got to be peripheral guys that's playing on Thursday night. Has to be.
I think you play your back four, but you're running midfielders. You don't play them. And play your first choice running midfielders, keep him on the bench, maybe give him 3 minutes at end.
And you didn't, certainly didn't play
Mayovsky, doesn't play at all.
But you've also got to think Frankfurt's a good team. You don't want to get absolutely hammered.
I just think with them being through,
they're through,
there's no fans allowed. They might just take a resi's or
training game.
Training game, let's keep barn.
Sticking boys on flights
because they're the same. They probably die with a risk players going into weekend the league.
And you did a bad result the weekend, did they?
They were struggling.
There must be some team of a game boy. I've watched quite a lot of the German football because I came in and
see, that's the fucking worst thing for Man United tonight as well.
Well, of course,
rebound.
Could be the Bayern struggling a wee bit of season. As much as Kane scored all that goal, don't they? Dean as well as fit. They should be.
Well, they struggled last season.
That always seemed because they can't be arsed.
They only won it in the last day. Only because fucking Dortmund shit themselves.
It's like they can't be bothered. It's a bit like PSG, is it?
They get too
complacent.
I was trying to say, I was talking about Europe, but Rangers, they're also playing Thursday night and obviously before the
cup
final.
Well, they've got a win that game.
So,
I'd play a full strength team against Betis.
Is that at Hame or?
No, it's
away.
Spain.
It's away as well.
So beat Betis at Hame, didn't they?
Oh, I think we need, I'd play full strength and
take
Thursday
off,
and to try and get something for that and qualify, because I think we can win. We are second team on Sunday, no bother.
Well, that's right, we've to draw the sweepies for a penalty.
Aye, fit minute.
Fit minute, the Rangers get a penalty.
So we've still got
to the pen.
Well, that's what's going to happen, is it? Aberdeen's going to hit 30% possession, never out their own box, and it's going to be the ref's fault that Rangers won. That's what's going to happen on Sunday.
I'd ref at weekend, so that penalty.
It was soft, kind of.
Rangers are already got a book for booking in for pictures with the trophy.
Rightly so.
Scumbags.
That is unbelievable. Honestly.
But Aberdeen have booked.
They're getting the face painters back in.
And they've booked a top bus thing.
Pre-booked,
just in case.
That's the same thing, isn't it? Isn't it the same thing?
There was word that a bus was getting used that same day, so they just kind of pre-booked
every
it.
Every team that goes into final plans to win it, and Mark's plans for if we win it, this is what we're going to do. So it's no different, is it?
Photos doing at Ibrox for the trophy.
Runners-up medals.
See, usually I'd be nervous, but I am extremely confident in Sunday. We are going to batter everybody.
Refs in our pockets as well. I'd be fucking confident.
Well, I don't think we'll need them, but
I think it's in the 103rd minute. Still
it could be an out of door 70 minutes. Can that Aberdeen section could be empty?
Big confidence.
It's a long drive up the road, but.
Always flying either way or for Holland to watch his team get dumped in a final. That's going to be painful. It's bad enough driving him for Glasgow when you get beat in a final. Flying either way for Holland.
Probably him quicker than the fucking driving.
He's in a route the same day, I think.
I think he is.
At least I can switch a TV off at
him. That's dedication.
Then, because
Marcy can switch off his TV as well, especially for the text that flying through.
It's a big game on Sunday night.
My phone is not getting switched on.
I'm going to absolutely haunt you. I've got that clip from a few weeks ago when you were off, when he was on the buttons. Fucking primed. I've never, it's not because I'm just him, but I've never wanted to win a cup so much in my life.
Aye.
I think it's the biggest win for Aberdeen on Sunday since 83 if they win that cup.
Aye.
I honestly believe it.
Yeah, wow. It'll be a big win, but it's making it happen.
I think deep down you've just put on this facade. You're secretly worried.
I am there. I am looking forward to...
I'm looking forward to the game as well.
A good game.
Score.
Genuinely, 3-0. I think it's going to be obviously tight because finals always are, and Aberdeen always up against.
It's how you start, is it? It's how you start in finals.
I expect Rangers to win, but they might not. We'll see.
50-50?
Nah. Yeah. Rangers are clear favourites.
Aye.
But... You never know. Majovski is obviously a dangerous player. You got to look after him.
Good deal with Butland getting injured on Thursday.
He's a good keeper.
That's a thing. It might work for Aberdeen. Rangers got to go to Spain. They've got to get a result.
Because they have to get a result. Rangers.
So that might work in Aberdeen's favour. But I would not accept that as an excuse.
But if they get a result, Rangers will be buzzing as well.
Well, or is that to it?
Because the last time Rangers went to Europe, mine last year, or a few years ago, they played 120 minutes in Europe. And then played Hearts in the final, destroyed them.
That's right. You're right enough.
That's right. But, you must be in a high now because Celtic are struggling as well.
Did they lose today?
Oh,
I just can't. I said, if we had it for Marner for about 2 years, Ken, we've had absolutely no comeback because they've just been pissing.
I did like your screenshot in the I will just settle for winning the league.
Aye.
It's not looking so obvious now, is it?
So when you put that thing up about Aberdeen results against Hibs and Celtic and Rangers, the funniest thing you'll see today.
I was just doing that.
I couldn't think what that was about.
Well, Marner put up earlier in the week, this is the funniest thing you'll see today, and it's Rangers' record against big teams. And Ken Maestad's green, but the Aberdeen section, Ken Aberdeen's done well against Rangers lately. So he thought it was funny again, but I didn't see nobody putting off only laughing emojis again. So it was just a retaliation to because Kilmarnock's beat Celtic twice now. But nay response. This is usual, Ken. That hear for him, but you'll definitely hear for him if Aberdeen beat Rangers.
100%.
Jesus. Definitely.
But they're playing well, eh?
Nah.
Brendan Rodgers for you. How can he tuck a team like that? And wreck it.
Telling you, I'm going to put it here. Shed said Van Dijk was finished, and he's looking like he's right. He said Brendan Rodgers was a fraud. He's looking like he's right.
He's wrong about Van Dijk. He scored at weekend.
I fucking give a wild pen. It was only rescinded because somebody talked about doing half an hour earlier. Van Dijk's finished. Rodgers, bad manager.
And the Glazers.
He's not doing real, is he?
He's not. I mean, at the start of the season, I clearly said to Mars, especially if the Rangers had a stuttering start, that Celtic would win the league near bother. Might be coming back to bite man in the butt, that ain't.
Well, if Rangers win that game in hand, 2 points.
And then you play them in 2 weeks' time.
But it is Celtic.
But I think if force Celtic play weekend, so they could be 8 points ahead geez again.
Aye. Nah, eight.
Oh, because they're five ahead.
Five, aye. But Rangers had two games in hand.
Yeah. It could still be eight ahead by the time I think they play you.
And then it could be 11, even though you've got games in hand.
Oh, is that the 30th?
Is it the 30th? Oh, is it?
Aye, 30th's Old Farm.
Aye, because Mr. Gall was asking if they want to hit the
do no road.
Oh, surely it gets on.
Ucha.
Aye.
Could be messy.
I can't wait.
But it's definitely looking a bit rosier for Rangers in terms of the league.
Aye.
Definitely, there's a fight here to be had now.
Yeah.
Kelly, big fucking give credit, Kelly. That's they've beat Celtic twice and beat Rangers as well.
They beat Aberdeen last week, and 92nd minute.
That pitch is massive.
The Wednesday.
At the last minute.
I called it. We have 40 minutes to go. I says, Kelly's going to win this game.
It was a peach of a goal, to be fair. Yeah. I can't, it's hard to appreciate as a Aberdeen fan, but what a goal Jon was.
Aye.
McInnes, you see.
Classic McInnes performance.
Aye.
Smash and grab.
That's why he was looking for a Rangers manager.
Aye.
But Abdi laughed at me. I'm telling you, he's a fucking good manager, McInnes.
It's his 800th game as a manager.
Was it?
800.
800?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Holy fuck.
Your experience, can.
No.
I don't think Rangers, he turned it down. I don't think he'll get offered a job.
He's hunting for my United job.
I think he'd turn that down as well.
Well, we was up on Saturday watching the locals game and just massive him a fucking 1-0 Bournemouth.
But I picked him on my accumulator.
Oh, did you?
Because I've been doing shite lately with my picks. So I thought, I'll pick a banker. Man United at Hayden and Bournemouth. Banker.
That's what I thought as well.
Within 3 minutes of our 1-0 deal, I'm going, are you in a fucking laugh? Like,
can I
I'm picking Celtic every week now that I'm playing at 3 o'clock. Because I can't lose. Beat.
Oh, watch the United game as well. Can I? I watched the whole game. And even from Bournemouth were 1-0 up, United come out. I thought, be all right. I genuinely thought it was going to be all right. And we didn't create much, but I didn't think it was going to get beat. I always thought they were going to get back in the match.
I expected that at 1-0 as well.
And to be fair, they had the majority of the game, passed the ball wheel. They did well from they were attacking at pace. But as soon as they slowed anything down and Bournemouth got their shape, they got back in quite well. Keeper had a good game. But so easy to get. It's fucking unbelievable.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
So easy. It's like a knife through butter. There's nothing in front of that back four. Absolutely nothing.
It was four and a half, because I was like, that's four. But we must have been
bounced up Hottie Boy's hand.
Oh,
no. Can he clean through and goal? Goalie saved it. Hot his hand. Aye. And then top in. And to be fair, Onana didn't he have a bad game.
He
didn't. The three goals were three really good goals.
Player of the month must have went to Maguire, should maybe.
Maguire didn't have a bad game either.
Yeah.
No, it was just.
So if I was the main culprit, Shaw I heard was
Shaw was horrendous. Darlow was horrendous.
McTominay was not great.
Abdi else was horrendous. The only boy other boy could get past marks was Garnacho.
Aye.
Garnacho, Maguire, and the keeper. The rest were fucking diabolical.
Aye.
Bah. So
I did a question, like, so, just because I heard a debate on the radio today, saying about whether Varane's come to end of his time, injuries, whatever, but you're picking like Shaw and at centre back ahead of a guy who's won nothing in the game.
Well, Varane's a right fitted player, and Maguire's a right fitted player.
I know he likes to lift
fair. He's trying to get a bit of balance here,
I just think.
But to me, you play him.
He's a centre half.
Play him and put Shaw back in left.
Aye.
Okay, so. And then I'd fucking waste a fucking Jersey Martial.
Ah, well, why did he put Martial back in?
Not a clue.
I think that's the worst thing. I think that's the biggest gripes I've been hearing from Man U fans is putting that cunt back in.
You'd be just better off with a post.
Aye.
Strainer.
But he's actually laughing at Abdi. He reads the papers, he watches the TV, Abdi's saying he's a donkey. He doesn't try, and he still plays.
He just doesn't look like he gives a fuck.
Picks up a nice wage.
Fucking terrible, honestly.
I think
better off with an 18-year-old.
If he still had Keane playing now, he would actually murder him.
I think he'd hawk him on the pitch.
Aye, he would end up by Ganua and tucking him by the throat. Aye.
Yeah,
it's that bad news that Keane doesn't even moan about Man United now because they're that bad.
It's like me, I'm to a point now.
Man United's so bad, their captain takes a booking just so he doesn't have to play against Liverpool.
Who do we think of that?
That's shite. He isn't deliberately got himself booked.
I would not, Kenas, I would be with you in most occasions, but I fucking think he's capable.
Nah.
I wouldn't like to think it's true. Nah. Only he would can, but I wouldn't have put it by
up. He's in a run to the ref. He's not expecting to get booked. He's in a, he said to the ref.
Body prick, book me. No.
No, Ken, it's in a run to the ref like Abdi else does, and he's picked up a booking for it. It's not as though he's made a stupid tackle or anything. Mm-hmm. Ken, 9 times out of 10, he probably doesn't get booked for it.
So acceptable for a captain to be booked for mouthing?
No, it's not acceptable for anybody to be mouthing at a ref.
No, never booked for it.
No. So, Ken, because we spoke about Duncan Wicker 4 getting well straight read for mouthing at a ref, just didn't I fucking do it.
Yeah, just Ken? Silly.
Loves the clamping down on it.
They should, because it should send out the right message for our through leagues. Because here's a boy,
well, now
Turkey,
because that's got to change it across the board now. Hista, after if it happened in Turkey,
you kind of hate that kind of boy on the pitch in the first place.
No, so to go back to your
Turks are fucking nuts. You can't judge a people in Turks. Just they're in a league of their own. Coming on and decking a ref, and you're the president of the club. And fucking
then
Jesus,
and then I'll
Christ.
Be kicking him in the head.
Again, it's fucking.
Was that?
I boys went after him.
I didn't see that.
He
wrapped himself up, and his boys are volleying him.
Oh my god!
Oh, they should just bend.
Because he played. They said he played too much injury time.
So
they're probably time wasting like fuck.
He's a politician too.
Is he?
Aye. Aye, Turks are nuts, man.
It's a life ban, isn't it?
Oh. Sendai. What's that? Sendai.
Should never be allowed in a FIFA stadium.
Would you, at that level. If it was Douglas Ross, would you?
I agree. It's the abuse. And that's as far as it goes, isn't it? Aye. About abuse.
But a stick.
Abuse is unacceptable, though, is it? Abuse is. Sometimes you can moan at a ref in an unacceptable way. Aye. Come on, ref!
Ref, I didn't... Yeah.
Come on! Yeah. That's okay, but...
Oh, ref, do you
when
throw
it gets to you're a cheating bastard,
you're
and
a
shout like
a prick, you're fucking
that sort of stuff's unacceptable.
Sorry, that's you're off.
You always got it for the crowd, like, but that's a president of the club, Ken.
Okay. But going back to that thing about Fernandes, I don't think it was deliberate.
Yeah?
No. See, if it had been a rash tackle or something in the middle of the park, you might think,
I have a really deliberate tackle.
A deliberate tackle or something, but most of it ref. Aye. Most of it ref all the time. Never gets booked.
Yeah. But Ten Hag's still safe. He's there's nothing. They're not getting rid of him.
No.
No.
Should they?
It's going to change.
It's shed said last week. Rinse and repeat, is it?
I do think a good manager would make enough of a difference. I'm not convinced with Ten Hag anymore.
But you've got personalities like the Man United have squad wise. They're fucking.
They'll throw another in under the bus in 2 years' time. Yeah. So,
but some managers can when I be thrown under the bus because they get a team together.
Well,
I just think a good manager could sort it out.
We've had good managers, and they have all been thrown under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Van Hall's
good, but
Van Hall's been under the bus. Mourinho was under
Mourinho
the bus.
Did, getting since Ken Chelsea really in Inter Milan. He was good at Inter Milan, good at Chelsea, but he's not done much after, has he?
Roma, he won a UEFA.
Well, he won that with Man United.
But then next year he's out in his fucking year because the boys have thrown him under the bus.
Mm. But he is a bit of a loose cannon, Mourinho. He's not getting his aim why, Ken. He is a great coach and that, and they do a boot. To me, Mourinho wasn't suited to Man United.
No, he wasn't, to be fair.
But would I agree, as much as he might be safe, he might not be, if he loses, keeps losing games at a club that size, he'll lose his job.
Absolutely.
No question about it. That's what will happen. They'll get somebody else in. 6 months will be great. They might go through a season pretty good and then.
Even though Man United's a big club, they'll maybe struggle with it to get a good manager in.
Well,
because it's a poison chalice now.
Yeah,
I'm with you now, Mike.
Nah,
Ken Moss is thinking different, but I'm thinking if you're at a top club at a minute, doing all right, doing well, are you wanting to move to Man United?
Basket
case. All this shit's going on.
I mean, maybe when I be able to get steal a good coach for a good team, that's different. But well, it depends for kind of level you're speaking about. Yeah. You're not going to pinch Pep from City, sir.
No.
You're not going to pitch for else you know, Ken.
Hunch.
I bet you could go do it.
You wouldn't have even come.
No. I don't think he would.
You wouldn't
have. Well, I don't care.
You're not.
Nah.
Nah.
He was a Liverpool fan, was he not?
Aye. A lot of Australians.
Unless he wants to go there and just wreck United all together.
Aye.
Inside job.
Funny no. I think was doing that for... it was maybe Rodgers that's doing that at Celtic, eh? I thought that to myself a day. Did he go back just to fuck up a health team because of the abuse he got from his life?
Agent
no,
Rogers.
Safe.
Conspiracy, yes, is it?
Yeah, safe enough, Massey. He's a shit manager, so don't worry. Don't worry.
So, Ange, though.
So I'm happy to agree with you, and I'm happy for you to be right on that team.
Ange Balthor against Newcastle.
Yeah.
Eddie Howe's tired. Squad's tired.
Boring.
Fuck off.
Boring.
Come on.
Can't believe he's trotting that out when he's fucking got Saudi backed fucking club. Come on.
I'm not sure how's the boy to tuck him to the next level. I think Howe's a good manager. We can average the good players.
Aye.
But if he needs egos, elite players usually got some ego about him. I reckon if he can handle them.
Really?
And they'll need a few of them to tuck him up to top four.
He's never
consistently
had experience of the Billy Big Time. Is he?
And I think they're a different kettle of fish to coach. Like,
yeah.
Was that the same as like Unai Emery at Villa when he was obviously at Arsenal? He struggled at Arsenal.
He's a top manager.
He is a top manager, really. But maybe
he's doing
Arsenal
a good job at Villa.
Amazing what he's doing at Villa.
Unbelievable, really.
Well, he's beat Arsenal and City in a week.
Right.
15 home games undefeated.
So what a calendar year. I think they've got just three less wins in City.
Aye.
In the whole calendar year.
Aye.
Can't if I predict it, you know?
Aye.
Fergie.
You know me?
Do you hear him in the top four?
I think I did hear him in the top four.
I think you did.
Yeah, yep, I had Villa in the top four.
Well, Ken, if you hear enough outlandish fucking...
Aye, one will come in.
One will come in. Because you said Forrest in the top three at Highland League, mate.
Aye, so long way to go. Aye, but Spurs played really, really well. I think obviously still struggling with a few injuries, but
I think he got it right with putting Kulusevski in the middle putting Son back out wide. Obviously, Richarlison's come back for injury. Aye. Looks a bit better. Yeah. Hand through centre, I think that made a big difference for him, being clinical wise and setting up chances again.
Yeah.
Because in other games, they didn't play that badly. We were still swarming teams, they just weren't a clinical. And they couldn't get ahead. Could have been a different game because Newcastle had a
Isaac,
fucking
he'd a
easy chance. But Davis did well, to be fair, to get a flick on it. If that had gone out, it could have been a different game again. But once they went 2-0 up, it was tatties, I think. Keepers actually up. missed the first half.
Their keeper's up there with Pickford. He's a shithouse.
Vicario?
Aye.
Fucking good goalie.
Spurs goalie.
Nah, he's
not. Pish.
I think he's the best goalie in the league.
He's a good goalie.
Snapped yet.
Nah. Colin Wilson's a dick.
Well, I think they were retaliating to Wilson because Wilson seemingly said something on a podcast about...
Somebody with mental health issues.
And now Colin Wilson's feeling a bit...
Nah, but he manned up and gave the answer when he was asked the question, which I respected. He just said, so why are you losing? Boy's acting like a fud. So I had a go at him. That's the end of it. That's basically what he said. How many boys were shirked it though? And he answered it, and he basically said exactly what happened.
I think he's a top class goalie, the boy.
I genuinely think the standard of goalkeepers has went downhill massively, and he's a good goalie. He stands out amongst shite.
He's a goalie.
He's a proper goalie.
Can Nina?
I haven't seen him make a mistake yet.
No, I don't think I have.
I don't think I have. Nah, I kind of think of one mistake he's made, which is unbelievable. Yeah. Who it is.
What, the Barafkan goals for Newcastle, straight away, mistake.
Oh,
it was Ian. But it was a good weekend. Villa. It was Villa and Arsenal.
Well, they had a good double win. Villa didn't the City, and then beating Arsenal.
Yeah.
Good goal as well.
John McGinn.
Good goal.
McGinn's, I'm telling you, he's... You're struggling with a better midfielder than him in the Premier League just now, like...
Aye.
Running the show. Against the big teams. Which bodes well for Scotland. I posed the question, is there a better
British
midfielder in the Premier League than him? And you look through it, and I reckon if there is. On form right now, I think he's the best.
Declan Rice.
I think he's the closest, like, Rice. But
I think
I think if McGinn was asked to do Rice's role, he could do it. But I think McGinn's asked Mayer. Did he mare for that Villa team?
He's playing a weird formation because I was watching his interview for
his left
kind of midfield forward, left 10. He said he'd never played it before and took a lot of like video analysis to see far he wants him to play, and then he's obviously playing well.
Yeah. Really well.
Aye.
He said seemingly Emery went up to him and asked him off which position he would play. Goes anywhere but a bench. If I'm marking into a club and I ask a player that and he says that. I like us guys.
Get him the armband.
That's probably why you got the armband, isn't it?
He's playing every week.
Because that's the sort of attitude you can tell Emery's that kind of manager. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Die for the club.
Yeah. He's loved at Villa and half again. He's McGinn, a fan favourite.
He's playing well, too.
Really well. But he's really well.
He's good to watch. You watch him, he's busy all the time.
Aye. Yeah.
No, it doesn't get a ball a lot either.
And I think he can do both sides of the game, Ken. He can tackle.
Right.
He can hud it up. Aye. He can create. He can score. Well, he wasn't that great last season for scoring, but he seems to have scored a few goals this year.
Mm-hmm.
If he's playing
a lovely left tab,
more advanced role, maybe in that role he's playing, as Dunks mentioned, maybe that's for him, more goals will come for him.
Defence is rock solid.
Best Arsenal fit,
but if you're looking at midfielders, British midfielders, fit Palmer maybe at Chelsea.
I see again.
Madison.
He's played well. Madison. I would have definitely gave you a hand, but obviously he's been injured. Before he got injured, probably he was the best midfielder.
Foden.
He's playing at his skin this season.
Foden.
Starts again yesterday. A weekend were outstanding again.
Offensively, but City have been struggling, and he's been playing every week.
No, but he's scored a lot of goals. A lot of assists this season.
He's not scored a lot of goals.
Yes.
He's near. I bet he's near. Two at Mest, I think.
I think he's been involved in 3 goals, I think.
Aye.
Phil Freuden, here we go.
Well, he plays every week for City, so he's not a fraud, is he?
Well, just a couple more names. Well, Gallagher, Chelsea.
Captain, working a while.
Boy Palmer's better.
Sure, Pierce nailing him about being captain, saying John Terry to that.
Aye, I know. He's just a young loon kid. Aye. Trent, see, class. Sam is a midfielder.
Look at the England team, Ken. You think
technically the bet probably the best out of the Abdi we've mentioned. Well, Foden maybe.
Playing out of skill, fucking Trent.
How many
seven goals this season.
Is it
seven?
Some return that.
I guess I must have been friendless.
Four league goals.
Four in a league, is it?
Three in Europe.
Well, he's not scored on essence. I put him into fantasy. He's in your fantasy.
Aye.
Fucking hell.
Keep him in here, would you?
Aye, because Ken, he is a stat monster, but he's needed fuck off since I put him in. Hoyland's my new hate figure, so
is he?
Don't leave him alone.
I'll leave Foden for a while, Duncan.
Okay.
He is playing all right, like Foden.
He's playing a while.
Right. We've won a bit of Justice League this week. There's also two game weeks. Technically, last week there were zines in midweek last week, but there wasn't really any. How was there?
Quite uneventful, I thought.
I looked through all the midweek fixtures and didn't have one that would have
changed the result.
Changed it. Only ones I come up with was soft pen for Brentford.
Mm-hmm.
No, was it? A soft pen for Brentford, but they ended up losing on it.
Otherwise, so can't change it.
Theirs was really soft, and then further into the hay. United pen was quite soft, I thought.
Student is fit.
It probably was a pen. I thought it was soft. They missed it on it. Plus, they won. So that's all I had. I thought anything else was. That's Burnley. They lost 1-0 to Wolves. Playing out for the back again. That's how they lost their goal.
Shame up.
And Rea against Luton. He is
not a good goalkeeper.
Shite. He is. He is shite. Stephen hyperbole. He is shite. Ramsdale is definitely a better keeper than him. Mm-hmm. I think Ramsdale must have did something to Arteta. I think he must have fucking.
And Arteta's clearly just being stubborn. He's not getting put back in, is he?
But it might cost him. I honestly think he could cost them a league.
I didn't realise this is his fifth year at Arsenal as manager.
Arteta.
And he's spent half a billion.
Is he?
He needs to win a trophy this year.
Aye, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, the winner.
They're up here anyway.
I'll tell you who else is playing wheel. Christie. At Bournemouth.
He's playing centre mid. As in like a proper centre mid. The two in front.
Aye. He's playing really well.
Yeah, he had a few good runs actually on Saturday against United. The late runs into the box. He did well.
Well, I think he at least had one assist against Palace in midweek,
mm-hmm.
and looked pretty good.
Fulham are flying.
2-5 now. For that comfort. 10 goals in 2 games.
Again, Raul Jimenez.
And West Ham were off the back of beating Tottenham at White Hart Lane.
Willie is a good player. If you look at his career, he's had a solid career.
Just because he's alongside a 30 now, can folk have written him off? He's fucking
quality player.
I think I've heard a lot of pros and podcasts saying he's quality.
Quality player, you play
against him's tough.
Boy Kearney, Scottish boy. He's
they're saying since he came back into the team,
Kearney, he got a 15. Is he Scottish? Is he?
Aye.
Is he?
Plastic. He's a captain as well, is he?
Mm-hmm.
That Paulinho was good for them. He kind of holds it all together, does he?
Yep. There was word of him Mingan in pre-season, season.
It's a honking wick for Newcastle. They got midweek game, they got thrashed by Everton.
Aye.
What a job Dyche is doing.
Waiting for it.
It's unreal though. Three wins in a row.
There would be like... Ninth, I think it is.
I find it funny with you with Dyche because I class Dyche as my type of manager. But you were a winger, you like forward play. He's renowned for being solid. Like likes good centre half, doesn't mess about the bar. So why do you like him so much?
Because he's got a team and none of them you would say, oh, he's a top player, or of course a top player, but guy like a superstar. Just gets the best out of them, At McNeil, and he's brought in that young lad Brathwaite next to like Tarkowski, and the two of them look immense at the back.
Yeah.
O'Neill's a class player. Like he's a good player.
That's how it came. He was at Man United. You could tell he'd come for good schooling, but he's got good in
him. He hit him at Burnley, didn't he?
I had him on loan at Burnley when he was younger.
It's the first time they've won three games in a row in the league for fucking seasons.
But they look Pee's solid. They look solid.
It's pressure off, though, is it?
They didn't have a great start.
It's not pressure off.
Pressure's off.
A fucking 10 points deducted you, bum.
The pressure's off.
They're on the relegation zone. Pressure's half off. An hour ago, Mike.
Not to play for a season.
Really. Because, Ken, they could go and lose a couple of games. And why some of the bottom are, Ken, Luton's starting to look like a Ken. Ken, it's quite annoying because they're losing all the time, but they get heaps of praise, but they're getting beat.
They're still going to go down, I think.
I don't think so, because they're playing out their skin. They're playing out their skin and getting beat. Because they get plaudits when you get beat 2-1 for City. Oh, but that's a great performance. But when they fool them at home, for the crowd expects them to win, they're actually tougher games.
And they get turned over 2-0 for Fulham.
Aye, or Sheffield United at home, or something like that. Okay.
Nah, I hope we go down.
Luton?
Sorry.
No, Everton.
Everton.
Oh, no. You need Everton in the Premier League.
Do you?
Aye. Yeah.
Ken, aside, I think you need any team in the Premier League.
You need Luton. So I love Luton, because you've got that fucking all shitty stands.
Fuck all it.
That fucking all shitty stands.
Worst old school. The worst strip I've ever seen in the Premier League. So that orange strip is terrible.
Get the fuck. Get Luton to fuck.
And Tommy Robinson's a Luton fan. I've just seen that at the weekend.
Aye.
He's back. He's allowed his first game back, so he's a Luton fan.
Is he?
Okay.
Not a bad lad.
Aligns with Shed's political views.
But Justice League, Ian, I caught for you the weekend was Arsenal against Villa. Uh-huh. Was it a penalty?
No. Nope.
No.
Look at why he throws himself down, mate. It's
not even a free kick in the middle of the pitch. No. So it's never a pen.
If VAR had given that, I'd have been on that rant, Ken. Fitba's finished.
Aye. I'm not watching Fitba again. Aye.
VAR's killed Fitba. And basically saying it's a blatant... Watch him. He kicks. Watch him.
He got his ankle.
He doesn't even put up on his foot. Dude, look. Watch.
He does mark contact. But then he throws himself down half an hour after a contact.
It's never a book. Never a pen. It's a dive.
I thought the goal being disallowed was harsh.
But under the handball.
Under the letter of the law... It probably is.
But that's what annoys me about it. Why does the striker get penalised for doing it, but the defender doesn't? Because it's accidental for the defender, but it's accidental for the attacker.
That's unfair, isn't it?
It is, but...
Should have been a goal. The rules are pish.
You couldn't have argued against it, to be fair.
No.
No.
I mean, it skiffed his hand. And the ref's claiming he's seen that.
Never.
Similar to Man United, was it, with Bournemouth?
Fourth goal, eh?
Aye, just skiffed his hand.
Just skiffed his hand in the mirror.
Aye.
But his hand was by his side.
Okay, what's he supposed to do? Yeah.
Under the rules, you can't overturn it.
Aye. No.
I think they need to, here we look at hand bars at end of season, like, because
I think they need to bring terrible. In indirect free kicks, like we suggested.
And also, the Hill VAR, Liverpool game, did you see it?
Ballas.
Well, to be fair.
Aye. Team, like, 4 or 5 minutes after the incident happened to turn around and give the penalty.
Aye.
Again, I thought it was a case of the phase of players on the cut. Then, how can
I talk a penalty on Wolfie Van Dijk?
Yeah, no, near the Palace scene on Mateta. Obviously, the foul was happening 4 or 5 minutes later. VAR turned around and said, "Pen."
If it's a pen, it's a pen. But why is it talking so long?
So long, aye. But is that because of after the back of maybe the Spurs game? The feeling now they have to do that.
See, Liverpool will get all these decisions.
it was Palace got a decision.
It's going to happen one day. It's going to be something goes on. If VAR's looking at it, and the other team will go up the park and score.
Aye.
And then they'll hit it, wipe it off.
And wipe it. Aye.
That's because there's something that happened 5 minutes before on.
That's ace.
That would be shocking, Phil, would it?
That's ace. I can't wait for that to happen.
But Liverpool top of the league?
Like this. I mean, it's a free kick.
So why did they give the free kick straight away?
Why have they took so long to look at a back? To me, you're just going to the screen, and the build up is a blatant free kick. Ref, you better go in here, look at it.
Aye, it's check it out. It comes in the back.
Oh fuck, aye, it's definitely a free kick. 100%. No, it was given though. They rubbed the penalty off because it was a free kick. Aye. But that's VAR working for me.
But it took too long in the game.
Aye.
It took ages to fucking
I'm not that fussed about how long it takes, as long as it's come to the right decision. Because I think that was partly how that Liverpool incident happened, because a boy's putting pressure on him to do it quick, Ken.
So this is a referee here. Just like, gets a signal in about 4 or 5 minutes, stop the game. Boom, out of the screen. For Palace.
See, I thought the ball had to go to play.
Strange. That's what I thought, but no, I've seen a couple of times the ref just blows up, Ken.
Aye. So he goes in, his look at the screen, penalty.
That's a soft pen.
Is that a pen?
That's a pen.
That's a soft
pen. It's never a pen.
It's not a pen, is it?
It's not a pen.
That's a soft. But he's fine doing on anyway.
That is total nonsense.
But it's only I'd love a pull when that game on anyway.
Didn't it change the result, but just the whole thing with the 5 minutes fucking 15 ticking.
15 minutes into extra time or whatever it was.
Aye.
10 minutes played extra.
Aye, but that'll be because of the VAR.
Because of the VAR.
Aye, plus, but he scored on the 90th minute though. Was it,
no? No, it was 10 minutes in. Was it? Was right. The last kick of the ball.
Aye.
You like that strip? That's a mine old school. We Fowler and that been green and yellow. I quite like that strip, to be honest.
Horrible.
Bad's only in this week, but there's no points changing.
No.
Well done, the refs and VAR this week.
I will get praise for praise. It's you.
Absolutely. We're fair on this podcast.
That's the thing, though. You'll always criticise refs. Very rarely do we sit here and. Can I ask, there's a good wick for a ref, so you go Aaron Wright.
Because
if they did, you'd have to speak about him.
That's
a good week when you'd have to speak about him.
When you're not speaking about referees, but that's what it's all about.
But Shed, I think sometimes they need a bit of praise.
They do need praise.
I think so.
Because it's not an easy job.
It's not fucking far from
Even at Highland League at weekend, the referee, the locals, had a game, he was getting some pelters.
No, but my problem with referees is, especially in the SPL, it's how you act on the pitch. Some of them have got mannerisms are like, look at me, I'm the fucking man. Mm-hmm. And that just, if I played a game, it rubs you up the wrong way, doesn't it? You'd hate to be like that.
Just bide out of Hobbies Road.
Get it? I mean,
if there's a decision to be made, mark it and get on with it.
Like, you watch Willie Collins, right? And he seems just gesticulating to boy, nah, a what?
Aye.
And it, that Ken, never
if
works.
If he said, boys, fucking settle down, I've given a free kick, why you go?
But if somebody comes here and I think if I was a ref, if somebody comes here and a non-aggressive man, I'll listen to what he's got to say. But if a player comes steaming or roaring at you, I'd be the same. Get the fuck. I'm not listening to that shite.
Yeah, but you
or just straight up the yellow.
But you know what I mean? The posturing of some of the refs. Aye. Well, I can't find they are.
Yeah.
But there were certain refs where I was like, here we go.
It is good if a ref just blends. You hardly ever notice him in a game. He's not constantly blowing for shitty little free kicks. Aye. Can you get refs that are so pernickety? Can a Baz rolled 3 yards further on for a free kick with?
And he's a lot of punt at 70 yards.
I was a boy at Dodders. Roos hit it 9 yards for goal, and the ref's obviously 70 yards up the pitch, and he's gone blowing back. So he rolls it back a yard, and he's like, "No, back again." And the Hale Stadium's gone. Fit as get
fuck
on here.
Off,
I can kick a couple of yards.
Tell you if it's annoying, I thought just knew. Is I noticed that a lot of the weekend in the Premiership games, how far folk are talking throw-ins a waffy for the goal. That's really getting on my work.
It does my head in. Honestly,
really annoying.
We need to get a rugby.
Minimum 10 yards.
Coming for game. It was just seen the highlights. The ball went out in their own half, and he took throw-in for about 10 yards in the other half. I was like, "You dear."
They slowly go forward and forward. Then they took a run, and you're like, "That's about 20 yards." And I was the same shout you did to ref. Is it Fuzzy God? Fuzzy God?
The referee should be taking up a position, so he's in line with it. That's for us.
You'll give him two.
Couple yards.
But they're talking the piss.
Especially if you've got a player like a Rory Delap or something like that, 10 yards up, or could be behind the box.
Makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
100%
My biggest pet peeve's goalie sudden on the bar for fucking 20 seconds.
That's annoying.
I thought I was a 6 second rule.
That is. It's in the IFAB rule book. Rules of the game.
So that should be enforced. Because Pickford, he even started talking piss
again
by getting a bar and then fondue.
I'd be like straight booking.
Aye.
Indirect free kick.
Aye. 6 seconds.
Right.
I'd warn the players, look, there's a 6 second rule. I'm going to enforce it.
Aye.
So do not hold on to that bar for any longer than 6 seconds.
And I'll give me first, Dean.
Aye. I tell you.
Happens again.
Do that again. I'm blind you.
Indirect free kick.
Aye.
Same. It's because they went mad for it at the start of the season. Quick throw-ins and all. You're getting booked. You're not bothering the Arsenal.
No, again, that's how I stopped, is it?
Come on. Mm-hmm. You're either doing it or you're not.
Aye.
Yeah. We task this week. It was the most hurtful result for our team.
After 3-0 Bournemouth.
After 3-0 Bournemouth, Shed. Do you want to go first? Were you minded or have we already heard?
I'll go first. Dean, obviously, is just of late. For they've got spanked 7-0 for probably our biggest rival. I can't say it's the local rivals, but I class Liverpool as the actual big rivals. Because City are just,
plastic,
aren't they? Mm-hmm. They'll be By the time they get their 1,150 points deducted,
they'll be in the Vauxhall Conference. South. We're kettering down.
North Division. Fuck knows. No, biggest rivals. History wise, as we all getting spanked 7-0 for Liverpool. Oh, fucking, I was nearing tears that day. Honestly.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
It's worse than embarrassing. It's just fucking.
I can't how you feel for shit.
Did you switch off?
Give Rangers 7 at Ibrox.
Oh, okay. Fucking.
Did you switch it off?
No, no, you no.
Watch the whole thing.
I was pottering about.
Oh, is that another goal?
But I don't like watching big games anyway.
You know?
Nah, like Ken Finlay.
Nah, yeah, too nervous.
I just want to watch. I'll hear on the TV, but I want to sit and physically watch it. I'll be in the kitchen, listening in. So
are you watching the game on Sunday?
No.
Man United, no?
No.
Is there any difference between 1-0 and 7-0, though?
At the end of the day, no.
Aye.
But it is, it can affect the team if you get ribbed at your work.
You get ribbed if you get beat by Liverpool 1-0.
Aye.
So.
Yeah. So.
But it's extra.
But it's a 7-0.
Extra. It's a thrashing.
Aye.
It's Man United's biggest beating, Ken. Aye. And it's by Liverpool. See if it'd been by Crystal Palace or something. Aye. You could laugh it off.
Aye.
Liverpool. But it's a bit.
If it's worse, 7-0 are getting beat with the last kick of the game. That hurts.
Last especially if you've been dominating.
Last kick of the game's the worst thing ever.
That killing game. It
kills your soul.
Well, I'm maybe going to even spick about you. We'll maybe get that.
Aye. But my worst Man United thing was not the actual defeat, it was a draw.
Was it?
My worst game.
Yeah.
And that was from the drew 1-1 with West Ham in the
94. From Blackburn in the league.
94-95 season.
Aye.
For the absolute. So
they were never out their box.
Pummeled them. Andy Coldwell, you were missing chances. Aye. Left. And the
black strips.
Oh, man.
Black strips, aye.
A view cam. Sharp view cam.
Yalla.
A mine, York almost scored when overhead kicked.
That's right, aye.
Aye.
They just pasted them out there.
They just couldn't score.
Couldn't score. And I kind of was not a defeat, but I think that's my worst Man United.
Aye. I may not.
It was a horrible.
I was a Blackburn fan at the time. Mm.
Horrible day.
So they were getting beat 2-1 at Anfield.
That's right, Di.
They were 1-0 up.
That's right, Di.
Barnes scored, and then Redknapp scored a free kick,
which compounded Man United's result even worse.
Because if they managed to get a goal,
they
won
a league.
Yeah,
third consecutive league in a row as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fucking disaster result. So that's mine.
Right, Mass.
A few. 6-2 Celtic at Celtic Park. I ain't stung. I mean, that's the first thing I thought.
Finn chipped him.
Aye, Finn Larsson chipped him. 2,000. That was painful. In the two European finals, especially the last team.
Aye.
Zenit, where I was underdogs with that team, we was underdogs at Hale tournament, but with Frankfurt, a lot of folk felt Rangers could win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And we was 1-0 up in a...
Penalties.
Penalties as well. And fucking Ramsey, I'll never forgive him.
No.
Such a shit penalty. Right down the middle. He was shite the whole time. He was injured.
It's amazing how you just knew that because he did a shit time at Rangers, he was getting missed up pen, didn't you?
Abdi Kent.
Aye.
Since he started running, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
It's like close, when you see a centre half running up.
Close to tears?
No tears, but.
Angry.
Certainly hurt. I mean, like, kind of went ham. I could hardly sleep because it was. I won a European fucking final, Ken. That's a European Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So can I die mine on it? Scottish team win a European Cup in my lifetime. I can't, it's happened, but can I got mine?
Yeah.
If it was at 82, 83, I got mine. It was one. Can. So, the two finals were pretty painful, but especially the Frankfurt in that 6-2.
6-2
Old Firm.
I'm also mine from was in the Champions League when Juve was spanking us. They were painful. 4-1,
mm-hmm.
I think, both of the games, home and away. You've had a fair team.
Fair. Yeah,
but then, I wasn't expected for Rangers to really do anything, so you could maybe accept
I think it was getting to stage for Rangers, like in 92, 93, they almost got through the final in the Champions League,
yeah.
But it was getting that stage for the elite teams were just stretching a while.
Aye, yeah.
But you still had a wee bit of belief that you could beat. I mean, last Champions League, I can't remember was going to get spun. That time, I didn't.
Aye.
Aye, true. So they had spent a lot of money.
Well, Rangers had fucking Gaza and Loudrop and that fucking thing.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just got absolutely annihilated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Del Piero, heyday, kid. Unbelievable player.
Unbelievable. Dunk.
It's easy, isn't it? It was nearly that game you were talking about.
Was that the, is that the
last game of season, Ibrox?
No.
The Arfield double.
The Arfield double.
Must have had.
That's probably the worst I've felt at a game of FIBA, without Aye. Doubt. Without Aye. Doubt. Could not believe two goals in injury time. I was literally on a fleer.
And against Rangers, Ken.
And then, but the worst is Darville.
Oh.
Can I still forgot about that?
That's painful.
That was Stenhouse Muir was bad enough back in the day, but fucking hell, but Darvel.
Scott Darriga.
So embarrassing, Darvel.
Aye, that's a baddie.
Aye, that's shocking.
I forgot about Ian and actually.
I did. Until you just said it just now, I was like, cool.
A junior team.
And then even a good junior team.
We're going to beat the 5-0, 6-0, 4-0, and then Darvel and a tween. And the boy at my work, just him, was Faye Darvel.
Made it worse.
Didn't even like FIBA.
Is it him at opened the windy a day?
They didn't even like FIBA, Ken. He's ripping you. Can folks rip you about FIBA?
They didn't like it.
They didn't even like it because they're fae there or whatever.
Boy, it was like Goodwin was in the coffin.
Oh.
But that game, he fell out the bottom.
There's an iconic picture of that. It cuts the Cormac at the side of the dugout of that game.
That's right, huh?
And you can see in his face. Yeah.
That should never be happening, eh?
Yeah.
Aberdeen should never, ever get beat by a team like that. A part-time team. And they were fucking at stages. I can't remember Aberdeen had missed the bar, but that boy in the centre midfield was...
running the show.
Talking the piss about it.
They were knocking about Bonnie. Like,
fucking hell. But the...
Darvel.
1990. And but I was kind of too young at it. Genuinely, I even thought it didn't really mean
that. Too young?
No. No, I mean it, but I'm just saying to like fully get the effect of how bad it was. Feeling wise, even though it meant to him, was that Rangers game because
at Ibrox, Hatley.
Before I sit, your eye was engaged by the away fans again. So,
oh no, you want to be the double
3-2.
I thought he was going back to Finn. I thought he was going back to Finn. Aberdeen needed a draw. Ibrox.
I seen it was on about.
That was a horrible game.
Michael Watts and goals.
Lovely game.
Hatley.
Horrible.
Hatley.
Cheat. Blatant cheat.
Mark Walters, couple of step overs, crossed it in. Hatley above McLeish. What a header.
Would have been a foul.
And the celebration and a
elbow straight in the bus.
Aye.
I mind listening to that on the wireless.
Aye.
Ken, it was not even on the TV. And I was wee Wombat. Wombat. And he was kind of a Don's fan. My dad picked him up and started jumping about with him, like, above his head. It was 8 year old. Oh, it was funny.
No, it's not.
There's been some heartful days.
Horrible.
Oh, aye. There's been some really bad ones. Like,
Darvel's worse by a mile.
Cup final getting hammered, mine, when Leighton was injured.
That was a bad one.
It was a 5-1 or something. Robbie Winters went in goals.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
You're giving me my goodies for when we go your favourite wins.
Favourite wins.
And then Snell does when he broke his jaw in the semi final.
Blatant cheat.
Cheating once again in a cup final or a semi final and got away with it.
Blatant cheat. That's why Abdi hates Rangers.
Mine's Scotland. We've also had a few badines recently, 3-0 against Kazakhstan. That was a badine. But the one for me sticks out the worst is 2007 at Hampden. Last minute of game.
Italy.
Aye. Ridiculous free kick you've ever seen in your life.
Aye.
Hutton got pushed by Chiellini.
Aye.
Down he goes.
Was it Chiellini?
Then Pirlo put a ban for the free kick and then it was Panucci header.
That was painful.
Aye. It was 90th minute.
Aye. But we needed to win, though.
Aye. Still.
The draw was not good enough, but we still had a chance. But that killed it. Aye.
That would hurt.
Couple of bodies we scored.
Pharaoh 2-2.
Aye, that's near defeat. Kiddish.
Okay, it's near defeat, but still, it was Pharaoh.
It tasted Bertie like Volk's a defeat.
Aye.
Euro 96, England.
Oh, that's a worst team by a mile for me. Like
the McAllister misses up, Ben.
Sick to your stomach.
Ken, for epitomises Scotland for me is from a beat Holland 1-0 at Hampden in the playoff, and we thought, you know, fuck, we've got a great chance here.
6-0.
And they fucking hammered us 6-0 in Holland.
That's right.
Hammered us.
Mm-hmm.
I think Van Nistelrooy scored about 10.
Four chapters.
That's how much it seemed like. Oh, man. But you look at a Dutch side, though, you're fucking no surprise. But McFadden scored that deflected goal, man.
Mm-hmm. Or even England letting that goal in against Holland, man.
That's right, Dan.
We could have went through the legs, man.
Aye.
Seaman. Right. That was deliberate.
Aye, definitely.
Scotland's too many painful games we scored.
Oh,
too many.
Hopefully in the next year,
Because even the playoff game against England at Hampden from the beat us 2-0.
Aye.
That was such a lit doon. And then we went doon and beat him at Wembley. Aye.
Don Hutchin. Yeah. So, even the free kick when Griffith scored it, it was 2-1 up or 2-0 up.
2-1.
Aye, then he
came back. Aye, Gordon fucked up. Aye. Kane. That's a drag anthem, like,
feel like defeat. Feel like defeat.
It was,
feel like
it was painful. Yeah.
Do you wear best games next week or if it?
It could be. Morocco in 98 for hammered us 3-0.
Oh, aye.
That was it. Morocco standing in the midst of only point. That was a painful game.
Costa Rica.
I don't really mind 90 that much.
Costa Rica. Bad game.
Been so many for Scotland. Right, we'll move on to this week's Wanker of the Week. Probably come out a few suggestions this week for Wanker of the Week, is there?
It's been plenty, I think.
Yeah.
It's been plenty.
Well, I'll go first with mine. If you do it, mine's a bit strange for me. Jurgen Klopp.
Yes! Go on, mate!
Jurgen Klopp, after his interview, we...
Disgusting.
Amazon... Was it?
Marcus Buckland.
Laugh.
Your favourite KO time.
Came half past 12. And then he lost his shit with him.
He's a fucking prick.
That's no need for that.
Take a wee bit
of laugh, kind of a wee bit of joke about it.
Sorry, if he wins to hell off.
He's German. Mm-hmm. They've got no sense of humour. Germans don't understand sarcasm.
It's Eifen. Just
that German there, Eifen.
Eifen? Eifen? But again, as Dunk said, it's a Eifen, it's him, he and I laughing joke. Brilliant, but good on you, Mike.
So, strange.
So, look, doing their noses at interviewers, do they?
Aye.
Pep's the worst.
Oh.
He must be horrible to interview.
Aye.
Because he basically looks at you like you're a piece of shit. He does. Sometimes he's not bad, but I've seen it. It was a lassie. And honestly,
just tore.
He's gone. I felt sorry for her.
He was going fast.
It must be because even though with like slag pundits, presenters, and that, it's got to be the worst gig. The old interview in it,
tough gig
because you know that.
But even for the
Abdi's fuming because they've got to deal like footwee dassy. Sometimes when you get a high view of the pitch, you see 25 advertising board, and so you've got to go along him.
But they get some ass, some off shite as well.
Aye,
but you've got to ask a question.
But that's like I can you hate him, but Richard Keys used to be really good. Because he would poke and poke and poke. He didn't care. That's him that got the rant for Keegan. He got the rant for Atkinson for eating his headphones and launched them. Because he didn't care. That's almost fit you've got to be like. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I like
him. Fitting in talk sport with you.
100%. What a lot.
I like Keys. Like
hairy hands.
He's unbearable.
Honestly, him and
Keys and Gray were brilliant. That's the best days of Sky.
Sky was it?
Sky, they were good back end, but now
they're dated now.
Oh my god.
Say we.
But not as dated as them.
Well, maybe
I've listened to some of them.
Gray's the greatest commentator of all time for me.
Gray,
after maybe John Brown.
Wow.
That's maybe a aim for the future.
John Brown.
Is it Jock? John's his real name, I think.
Is it?
Usually is. Jock's a John, isn't it?
Aye.
I've seen a couple of good. He did a tribute to his brother. He got a wee interview. It was fucking good. Like,
Tyler
comes across as slightly arrogant Jock, though. He's nothing like Craig.
Celtic fan, isn't he?
He was the managing director, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Martin Tyler's
Larson.
Good.
Signed Larson.
Aye. All right. So. Mine was Klopp.
Klopp, aye. I totally agree with you, Mike. it is... how do you pronounce his name? Alexander Seferin, the UEFA president.
Aye.
For trying to change his own rules. So when he got elected president to stop all this corruption stuff, he said, right, you can only be sitting as a maximum of 3 terms in the executive committee.
Aye.
His 3 terms are up. I wanted maybe change the rules again back to see if I can sit in a bit longer.
Aye.
Him and I's bum chums.
I want to hand out the medals at every final.
Corruption running rife again at UEFA.
Aye.
Because he wants to change his rules so he can bide longer.
So
Putin or the UEFA.
Is he getting managed?
I dick in. We'll have to watch our space. But again, you want a boy come in, change the rules, magic ace, and now the rules aren't suiting him, so he's got to change it back.
A constitution, though, you shouldn't be able to change that easily.
But if all his bum chums and all hangs on,
I greet it.
Keep the Bruin envelopes coming, boys, and we'll be in here for a long haul. Yep. So nothing's changed at UEFA?
No.
Cretin.
Okay.
What's my name?
Dunk?
His name is Faruk Koka.
Is that the boy?
The Turkish boy.
Oh, level the ref.
Aye. That's crazy. Spoke about
I've never seen it like him. You see the still, he absolutely flushes the boy.
That's a good punch.
He's got a full on kicker.
Oh, yeah, Tyson, black and blue.
Tyson-esque. Right.
Black and blue eye, is he?
Yeah. He's just a lunatic.
He? But was he got a fair play award a year before?
A fair play award a year before.
Is that just sum up FIPA?
Then there's Loveland
referees. He's just lost it.
Loveland.
He's come out of the way doing.
To pitch side for his box.
For his box. He's still calm doing.
Oh, Ken, he should be gone doing his stairs. Think,
for my dean. And they just turn
first
back.
Through a door or something. Aye. Ken, that's me better now. I better not go and see a referee. Nah. It's a good idea. We'll just keep going.
Aye.
So.
Mental though, the Turks. Mentioned it.
Oh, I knew the best.
No. Mas, what's yours?
Dino. His interview after a game.
Did he interview?
It was a fiery game, obviously, and they have a bee in their bonnet about me and my staff leaving. No shit. I've got no hard feelings. Why would you? It was you that left. I spent a few years building that team and they turned it on. So talking, try to credit for getting whomped.
Yeah. Well, you can see where he's coming from.
Huh?
You can see where he's coming from.
I don't. I can't see. How can you take credit for that?
Well,
I have not seen that team perform any way near as huge up for Dino as they did. So he can't take any credit. Even though he's... But why are you saying that?
Took a heat off.
I've got no beef though. Why would he have beef? He left. He left, so... Again.
I was a bit disappointed when I seen that.
He isn't in media training, is he?
I just read that and thought, wanker of the week.
Aye.
Fair enough, Mas.
He was maybe get hit up at a time when he was getting interviewed as well.
Aye, well, fair enough.
Aye.
Maybe he got whomped.
I was like, he would be one winner that game anyway, was it?
Aye, definitely. So. Right, move on to this week's Mug of Truth.
Oh, aye.
Yep.
The Mug of Truth. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Me and my wife had a debate about this noon again, so... Is it acceptable to have only two items of food on your plate?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
So, for instance, if we hear pizza and chips, I'll be a salad on the side.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be quite happy just pizza and chips.
Pizza and chips, aye.
Yep.
Ken?
Condiments, that count.
No, but you... Ken, so Lisa's always like, oh, you need three bits of... No, I didn't. I just want my pizza and my chips. Why do I need a solid there? I don't want a solid. I want my pizza and chips. No, you need a solid. So a solid plonked on the side. But then I say, well, mince and tatties. You hear mince and tatties? Ah, but you sometimes hear a dough ball with your mince and tatties.
Peas.
Scarlet.
Beetroot.
Oh.
Oat cakes.
No, reverse.
You can hit beetroot with mince and tatties.
No. Nobody has
beetroot. Classic combo.
You can't hit oat cakes. That's maybe only with stovies.
Stovies with oatcakes.
But that's basically if it mince and tatties.
Well, it's totally different.
It's a deconstructed stovie.
Did I start a deconstructed shape with me? Honestly. Come on.
It's a one-star Michelin deconstructed
mince and tatties.
I'm just trying to think of how many two things you hear as a meal.
Pizza and chips is definitely one.
Fish and chips is another.
Nah, you say peas.
Lasagna and chips.
Tartar sauce is near.
Again. Lisa says, we need three. Did I need three?
Aye.
I'll be with two. Aye. Just leave my be.
It's usually three. When Katie does fishy Wednesday.
Aye.
It's fucking face here. It's, you can see his beans, I hate peas.
Oh, yeah, fish.
Aye. Would coleslaw count?
Beans
with fish.
Beans with fish.
Aye. Oh,
that's the one.
Yep. No.
Aye. Beans. Well, that's why I hate peas. I am agreement with you.
Beans, fine. Aye. Yeah. Beans.
I think beans and all. Peas are beans.
But then you can't get tartar sauce on me.
Does coleslaw count as a third thing?
It's not a condiment, is it?
It's in the middle, isn't it?
It's kind of nay a condiment, but it's nay.
It's a kind of combo, is it?
It's cabbage and onion and carrot and that, so.
Held together with a condiment.
Cheeseburger and chips. You don't need nothing else with that, do you?
No.
But at least I would hear.
And every time you go to a restaurant, they've got to bring you all that shite with it.
I'm not eating all that
chips.
Shite. Just chips.
And a burger.
I like a salad with a cheeseburger and chips.
But I do agree, I do like a coleslaw with my.
Aye, I like chips. Coleslaw. Aye. It's a good combo. Onion rings, maybe you'd fire on a few of them.
Coleslaw's ace with like a toasty.
Ah, cheese toasty, coleslaw. Oh, aye. I'm with you there. 100%. Mm-hmm. So you get at the restaurants, do you?
Aye, soppy crisps.
Ready salted. Why were we putting crisps on?
Fuck knows.
Where's that come
from? And I definitely don't want ready salted beans.
Why are you eating? You can't be eating cheese and onion.
It's not a real crisp, ready salted.
Isn't it?
I wouldn't have a bag of ready salted, but I would have a bag, I would have ready salted with my cheese BLT. Toasty and my coleslaw. That's all right.
Do you think a ready salted crisps isn't
real?
Real.
So if you get definitely real. So if you're coming to read bags.
But if you had a choice, you wouldn't hear ready salted.
Never.
No, I wouldn't pick up a ready salted bag of crisps and them. Sit in front of TV and eat them. No.
Do you?
Aye.
I'd hate to hear a dip or something.
No, I could eat. No, it's ready salted.
Nah, ready salted for me.
So if it's your chip Christmas choice.
Fucking,
it's too many.
It is.
We spoke about this long ago, man.
Space Raiders.
It's a corn snack.
Corn snack.
We spoke about this before.
Sorry. I digress.
The best flavour of Whackers is.
Cheese dingin.
Worcester sauce.
Roast chicken.
Oh, no. That's heartburn.
They're lovely.
Worcester sauce.
No.
Ah, no, I. Cheese and ingin for Whackers. Salt and vinegar for Golden Wonder.
It's really saute and vinegary for you. Like, it stings bad. Proper. Like, oh, you got side of your. Get in there for a hamster keeps the food. Stings.
Over your tongue starts stinging as well. Like, oh, I think I've burnt my tongue with a crisp.
You do that with the roast beef and mustard beans, do you? Brannigans.
Brannigans. Used to, but they don't them doing that. But you, when we were kids,
what a crisp.
Clear
what
your
crisp.
Nose.
What's your old man crisp?
What a crisp they were.
Can you pull faces when you was eating them?
Especially the
shockings at the bottom.
The finger in the bottom.
Because you used to think you had to be an adult to eat them.
Because he came in a proper brown paper bag, mate. With a big butcher boy in the front.
They were fine.
They were good. You still get them?
Sure.
They were just a couple mil thicker.
Like a McCoy.
Must have been a different type of dotty they were using.
Maris Piper or something.
Kerspink.
Just Kerspink. No, two bits of things in a tape plates.
It's fine by me.
It's fine.
Aye. Mas?
Your sexiest movie scene moment.
There's only one.
Fit got me thinking was I seen a gif of Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, and I thought, fucking hell, mate, from a young that's when I started caning that there's blood flows down there. Try to pause it, Ken. See if you see a bit biab.
Back in the day, it was a video, so it was kind of moving, starting out.
Starting out. It's just in time.
You had to sort out the tracking.
That's the ultimate scene, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
But mine in the rain for us younger was Crocodile Dundee for she's doing a lake. And the crocodile.
And she's got, swim.
I mean, this is. I can't, it's all in fashion nowadays with the fucking bikini up the crack of your ass, but it's back then. You've never seen that. Yeah. You actually seen her butt cheeks.
Aye.
And she had a high line
up the front and
up the front
and up over the hip.
I mean, jeez.
We're winding on that a few times.
So I think that would be my next best team.
Aye.
But a couple of other honourable mentions. Swordfish, Halle Berry.
1,000,000%.
And she's got a gun.
Oh,
and she's just got a fucking black lingerie on. Yeah. And she's got a lovely olive skin.
Is that the one with the paper? When she just moves the paper. That's another film.
I think that's another scene in Swordfish, isn't it? Aye. Monsters Boss, that looks good now. Trading Places.
Trading Places, Jesus.
Jamie Lee Curtis. That is the best pair of boobs I've ever seen.
I forgot.
Genetically, like. Perfect.
Go on, bro.
Aesthetically.
Yeah, looky.
Aye.
Google.
Trading Places. I've seen the film. I'm just trying to mind a bit.
Aye. I forgot about that.
Aye.
There's a couple of bits in that, but there's one she just gets a fold that he's out like.
Aye.
Look tremendous. And one more, Trainspotting. Roger Gemmell.
Aye.
Yep. Great scene.
Oh.
Yeah, this is arguing back to when you were younger. For, you couldn't you couldn't get any porn. You had to go into the council yard to get a
a bush is up a back of council yard.
So on a scene in a film, I mind train spotting got me quite excited.
Aye.
When we was younger, I was movies of Porky's.
Porky's. You must buy Porky's.
My boy puts dick through your fucking glory hole.
It's like a pair of paps going about like a shower scene or something. You see
my dad recorded Porky's.
I didn't even get a bass.
Porky's.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, I don't know, honestly.
Because I mind telling you that my dad had recorded it.
Or
Carry on
Compton.
Carry on Fire. Barbara Windsor does that.
That's come back too far for me.
Just for you.
Too well.
Not for me.
Favourite scene in Ghost?
Scene in Ghost, Demi Moore.
With the pottery.
No.
Yeah, massive grip yourself. That is chick flick shite.
That's just
Brokeback Mountain.
That's not masturbation stuff.
Brokeback.
The last scene, Kingpin.
No.
Or a Shining. Can our wifey come for you in the shower?
Aye.
Curtain.
She's
sort of mouldy.
Mouldy goes fusty. You think to stop, you're like, well, 2 minutes. Oh my god!
A mere scene for me is Wolf of Wall Street with Margot Robbie sitting in a Fleer.
Oh,
Daddy, I'm not wearing any panties anymore.
She didn't.
She should have done it naked.
Can you imagine the copper going to do? Oh my god.
You'd be sweating, would you?
Aye.
be desperate.
See, if I was a director and I'd made a film, I would. He had a sex scene in it, would he?
Aye. Even if it's a murder fucking film.
Oh, that's easy.
Is that the effect Me Too was doing? Yep. Your man.
Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
That was blatant. That was casting couch, Ken. You're only getting a part in this movie if you suck my cock. Basically, wasn't it?
That's different.
Kid.
Too far.
That's too far.
You can't behave like that.
He deserves to be in jail.
Absolutely.
Scumbag. Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Aye.
I think anything else?
My name was Sharon Stone. Like,
aye. I was expecting
Fatal Attraction.
Expecting Mike to pick a wee home movie. I was going to say Mike. Elaine's now out in that conversation.
Fucking, I'll have to burn that fucking video camera because I just can't get it out. My mug of truth question is: Deal or New Deals come back on the TV?
Yep.
How are you, if you gump with the box, how are you dealing with it? The good day, wifey head, 50p, £50, 100,000 in two and a half grand, I think it was offered, 30 grand.
Ah, talking the money.
Talking the money. Straight away.
Aye.
Never.
100%.
You've still five boxes to go?
No, you've to open another two. One, sorry.
I'm talking 30.
Aye. Because that 100 grand goes, that's your nay big money.
Your offer's gotten like a couple of grand.
I'm done.
Fat?
30.
Aye.
Straight away.
30, taking it.
Not even question.
30,
yeah. Aye.
30 is massive.
Absolutely. Have you got any why go and date? Any numbers you just think, oh, lucky numbers.
It's that bullshit, isn't it? Oh, Ken, I'm picking 21 because my wife's 21 3 years ago.
Aye.
Ken.
It's luck.
Is it?
I would rather they shorten it to half an hour and just rattle through the boxes.
Five.
Box seven.
Aye.
Box 10. 45. 30, 15, 30 1, 7.
Aye.
That's my order. I'm going in and aye. I'm tucking your offer and I've opened out boxes.
Aye.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll change it in. Fib would you rather do?
Shit program. Like, shit program.
It was good for Fib
would you rather do? Sit in a cake and eat dick or.
Sit in a dick and eat cake. 100%.
Aye. No, it's good on. I like the deal.
I like it.
Deal
I like it. I love Stephen Mulhern.
Stephen Mulhern's on it.
Hilarious.
It's good, like.
Oh, it's Ned Edmonds.
In for a Penny is my favourite programme.
In for a Penny. In for a Pound. ITV.
No.
Yeah.
Weakest Link was great.
No. Anne Robinson.
It was
Romy Stronger Nathan, does it do?
He's a tosser.
Aye.
See. Get more.
We're not woke, kind.
Only Connect.
Only Connect's brilliant.
Only Connect.
shite in the room.
University challenge.
Oh, I call. That's on a Monday night, is it?
Or the one person.
Universal challenge. You can't win on any of these quizzes against these muppets. Fucking university
just
challenge.
Just in case you get one right.
It's when you get one right, is it?
What's that going right? What's that?
It's a fit buying. That's one fit back question every season.
The questions are that long, I've switched off before it gets to end the question.
I don't even understand the question.
Everything I like is 1%.
Oh, 1%. I like Katie watches that. That's
good. Kirsty's brilliant at that. She's thick as pig shit, but she's so good at that. That's a different intelligence, though, the 1% club, isn't it? It's like the old lateral thinking.
Oh, it's lateral thinking. I do.
I like it.
It's good.
It's good.
Oh, hey.
You'll like Gotting.
Right, move on to Fantasy this week.
All right. Holly Berry.
In fifth position, Lewis Swan, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, 972 points. In fourth position, Showboast FC, 980 points, Del McLeod. In third position, Bruce winning 11, Bruce Graham, 982 points. In second position, Brian McKinnon, Mac Attack, 986 points. And in first position, Callum Wilson, Mona Jags, 987.
Nice one.
Tight to top.
Tight.
You've came up a wee bit this week, Marcy.
Especially speaking about Holly Berry.
I'm up to 65.
Are you? You're trying.
I gave up.
No, I had a bad week again. Do 40-something. 40-something we're doing it like.
What could be catching you? You was
only far behind me.
Top 10?
I was top 10.
Am I still in the hundreds?
Pre-heart attack. Yeah?
Am I still...
Fucking excuses. You're lying in the hospital bed, Dean. Fuck off. At least sort out your team.
You need to roll out of time for ankle songs.
Oh, why?
Fucking heart attack.
That'd be too hard, man. Come on.
Right, before we finish, buy me a coffee for you this week. Well done, boys. I love the weekly entertainment you give me on a dog walk. I'm sure most wonder what I'm laughing or blushing at. You've been settled many an argument between me and Barry, most in my favour, so thanks for that. While I'm here, it's the season of giving. If any of you male listeners would like to get a gift for the ladies, some Tropic Skincare, they can get in touch with me through Barry or the page and I can get them organised for some extra brownie points for Christmas.
Aye, good show.
So that's for Katie, the long-suffering wife of Barry. She's bought three coffees.
We should be buying her coffee.
That's Diane Cooper giving folk ideas.
we should be buying her coffee. Fucking hell.
Lewis Swan, he's bought us a few coffees. Tune in every week at work. Good to surround myself with a dose of Doric while in Edinburgh. The workmates have now Scooby. Keep up the good work, lads.
Cheers.
Lewis.
And love the podcast and keep up keeping our club in your thoughts. Hugs and kisses to Shane. That comes for Joe Glazer.
Cheers, Joe. Here's me slag him off. I think
he's buying you coffee.
Oh, sorry, it's Joe Keddy.
Fuck. Cheers, Joe. Anyway.
Cheers, Joe. Thank you very much for Abdi's
input.
Aye, much appreciated. Thank you very much.
Cheers. And this is Tropic here, is it?
Skin. Will we buy relief? A coffee one day?
Again. Well, lads, if it's a plans the rest this week, apart from dying, Dunk, me and you'll be
bunch of funnies.
Week.
Man flu.
I'll be fine tomorrow. Hopefully to stop us shitting. Shed, plans?
Day off Friday, using up last of holidays on Friday.
Christmas booked?
So I'm told.
Okay. Nick none for this?
She bought her in.
Is that acceptable?
Of course it is. Saves me wasting money buying some shit she doesn't want.
Correct.
Get your in.
Correct.
There you go. So it's fine.
Use a joint account.
Die.
Pointless, is it? That's what we are like. We're just, it's a point. Just get something you want.
Just these stockings.
Like, it's me, I'm getting trainers because I bought them when I was in.
Exactly.
So, wrap them up for my Christmas. Oh, I bought a that's fine. You wrap up. It's magic. Aye. Job done. Now, waste. And then I've got a game. Referee a game on Saturday.
What about age group?
Under 17s. Oh. Contour versus Fairmartin at Contour. So I'm not sure if they're. I'll need to check out the league standings and I can see further out, see if it's like a game we're going to get. And then kids fit bar, funny enough, park up a Contour on Sunday. Like,
so two games.
Two games this weekend. So
how much do you get for a game being a ref? How much do you get paid? Like?
Depends where you go and depends.
Mileage. Expenses. Fits your match fee?
It depends for age group you're doing.
Oh, so.
Ooh.
So fit mate. older,
I think the match fee for 13s and 14s is 25, 15s and 16s is 28, and 17s and 18s are 30, I think it is.
Is it?
I would need to double check. Then you get your mileage and
top. Oh, your expenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's all right, yeah.
Just something to do. For Selmas?
I'm working on a day Saturday, I think.
Oh,
I've got poker, I think, supposed to be up in Strickland.
Oh, aye.
I think that's this weekend, is it?
Oh, I can't go. I'm going.
You can't go.
I'm going for a meal with my mother.
Aye, but it's this weekend, isn't it?
Aye, 16th.
I said I'd go up to Strickland. I've seen a mob in a while, so I'd be fine to see some of them.
Do you watch Terry Bucky?
Aye. Well, no, I'm working all day. Supposed to be working all day. Okay. So hopefully they play. Me watching a game, won again.
Aye.
I can't remember the last time I went to watch a game and lost.
Good.
So I'll hate him maybe.
Try it. Come down now.
Okay, that's me for
now. You're not long enough. None of Sunday will ask you next week. Fucking dog face his head.
Frankfurt and Thursday, we have no gangs. We've got works now, and then cup final on Sunday.
Oh, aye. That's right.
Cup final on Sunday.
If you manage to sell your ticket, you
don't. No, I was just want to say, nobody wins a ticket for Thursday night. You miss it.
Sunday, pull out.
I know, I'm saying for my Frankfurt game, so I've got to Frankfurt on Thursday, so if anybody wants a ticket, give me a shout.
Oh, I thought you'd just spare ticket for the final.
There's a few Frankfurt fans looking for a ticket. Better than idea, you get in trouble.
Nah, good stuff, and well, I'd say a good week, and we'll see you.
See you 4 or 5.
I'll see you 4 or 5.
Or four.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?